Jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hey, hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Fight Night! Was it really exciting? Was it riveting? No, but we'll break it all down here for you. Here's the thing. There were some moments, but how do you think that debate went last night for the Democrats? And it was the first real debate, because you got all 10 of the leading candidates, meaning three leading candidates and a bunch of Lilliputians. You got all of them on one stage, and it was a grand moment. Oh, it was going to be the moment when we got some clarity on the candidates. Yeah, we didn't. Instead, what we ended up with was a bunch of people clubbing each other with sticks. And it wasn't really particularly telling, because how you think the debate went last night depends on what your expectations were going in. So if you thought that Joe Biden was going to collapse and fall off the stage, he didn't quite do that. And he sort of stumbled around on stage, knocked into some furniture, but he's still upright, right? He survives. If you thought that Bernie Sanders was going to collapse into pudding, that didn't happen either. Bernie was just Bernie. Right? Bernie is always Bernie. That guy's been Bernie since he was five. He's sort of like the high school principal in Back to the Future. That guy was always bald. Right? Well, Bernie was always Bernie, and Bernie will remain Bernie. Long after he's dead, Bernie will be stumbling around talking about making the rich pay their fair share. And if you thought that Elizabeth Warren was going to have a breakout moment, and then this is where I think that the debate, it didn't change anything, but it did change an underlying assumption. If you thought that this was Elizabeth Warren's moment to shine, she really didn't. She really didn't. See, what we have right now, just in terms of the dynamics of this Democratic race, is a three-way standoff. We have the very end of the good, the bad, and the ugly. We have three people, and they all have their guns pointed at each other, and it is utterly unclear who's going to fire first. And each person has a sort of prisoner's dilemma with the other members of the stage. Right? The worst possible option is for them to open up their guns on the other members of the stage, but if nobody opens up their guns, then everything remains exactly as it is, with Biden eking out a narrow victory over the combined voting force of Sanders and Warren. But for each individual candidate, they have no real interest in starting a firefight. So Biden did it a little bit with Warren, a little bit, and Warren didn't really hold up particularly well to it. But the fact is that each one of those candidates sort of wants to avoid conflict with the other two. So if you're Bernie, what you're hoping is that Biden attacks Warren, Warren attacks Biden, they knock each other out like a NASCAR crash, and you just run on the inside lane and win the nomination. If you're Biden, you're hoping that eventually Sanders and Warren tire of being best friends, and they go after each other, and you just sort of walk through that middle lane to the nomination. And if you're Warren, you hope that Bernie at a certain point gets frustrated and takes out Biden for your benefit, but in doing so poisons the well with all the Biden voters, and all of them end up with Elizabeth Warren. So you have all of these three candidates with their guns pointed at each other, but none of them actually have an interest in starting a firefight. So there's a lot of talk before the debate yesterday about maybe this was going to be the moment when they opened up their guns on one another. But that's not happening. That's not happening. And the person who really, in the end, does need to break away from the pact is Warren. So if your baseline assumption is that if Warren just keeps doing what she's doing, she wins the nomination, then she had a fine night last night. If your baseline assumption is she does need to do something to overcome Biden, and that is my assumption, because the polling numbers at this point, as much as there's been talk about her early polling numbers and her gradual rise and all this, she has no support in the black community. Bernie's support level remains absolutely steady. In Iowa right now, Bernie and Biden are running ahead of Elizabeth Warren, and in New Hampshire, in several of the polls, Bernie is running ahead of Elizabeth Warren. If she loses Iowa and New Hampshire, she is toast. Right? She has to win at least one of those two races, which means I think she has to make a move. You add that to the fact that she is obviously the smartest person on the stage in terms of IQ. And she taught at Harvard Law School. She has written some pretty well-cited articles on bankruptcy. And I've seen her teach classes, right? And she is fully capable of engaging in the Socratic method, of engaging in back and forth. I really expected more from her in the debate, so my expectations were disappointed. You got pretty much what you expected with all the other candidates. You got Biden, who was combative and old and half senile. But the truth is that Biden is actually pretty damaging in a general election campaign. Why? Because all of his foibles, all the stuff that makes Biden a bit of a weak primary candidate, makes him a dangerous general election candidate, including the fact that he's old and kind of senile. Why? Because in a general election, the fact is that if you are looking for a default candidate who doesn't scare you, Joe Biden looks a lot like that candidate. I mean, the guy has to have people choose mashed potatoes for him. I mean, that's not scary. Right? Like, there's this clip going around last night of David Muir asking Biden a question, and it's obvious that his polydent came loose. And those dentures start shifting around his mouth, and he's trying to bite them back into his mouth, looking like Jim Carrey from The Mask. And it's a real bad moment visually for Biden. We can play a little bit of that.
If you couldn't get it done after Sandy Hook, why should voters give you another chance?
Because it got done before. I'm the only one up here who's ever beat the NRA. Only one ever beat the NRA nationally.
Okay, he finally gets his teeth back in his mouth there, but it's pretty obvious that his teeth are slipping around. Now, everybody is saying, well, that means he's too old. In a general election, if the entire general election is premised on, here is an old man who doesn't threaten you in any way, that's not a horrible pitch, I mean, honestly, because he's running against Trump, right? And Trump has high toxicity levels. So if you are trying to run dead tree stump against Trump, if you're casting that in central casting, Joe Biden is that. So even his gaffes in a general election play okay. So was anybody's impression of Joe Biden changed dramatically last night? I don't think so. Was anybody's impression of Bernie Sanders changed last night? Of course not, because, again, Bernie Sanders is the most consistent candidate in the field. He was, is, and always will be Bernie Sanders, an old red from the 1930s. Elizabeth Warren, she didn't change perceptions, but she did lower sort of the estimation of her skill level, because she's supposed to be the one with the plan, right? She's supposed to be the one who is capable of navigating the twists and turns, of turning people inside out. She's going to prosecute the case against Trump because she's so smart and she's so incisive. And she basically fumbled up there last night, I thought. I thought she did not have good answers to any of the questions that were asked to her. I thought that she feels like someone who is not comfortable with her own agenda. That's really what she feels like. She feels like somebody who feels like she has to say all these things, but doesn't actually believe them. Bernie is the true believer. Sanders is the new convert who's sort of not into the whole speaking in tongues thing. Right? She walks into the commie church, and she's like, well, I get that I sort of have to be a commie, but at the same time, I'm not really a commie, and so I'm really uncomfortable with saying all of these communist nostrums. If Bernie's out there going, yes, I will raise our taxes. Yes, I will spend all the money. Yes, I will bankrupt the country. Sure. And then you got Elizabeth Warren, and she's like, well, no. And people are like, well, you know, your plan's the same as Bernie, and Bernie's honest, and you're not. And this is why a lot of the Bernie bros look at Elizabeth Warren, and they're like, she is a dishonest Paul. And that is correct. She is a dishonest Paul. Okay, so we will jump into the actual content of the debate in just 1 second. Don't worry, there are going to be debate grades, and we're going to go through each of the candidates. Suffice to say, Andrew Yang is the only one who doesn't receive a grade, because Andrew Yang's grade is Andrew Yang. Right? He just is Andrew Yang. There's no grade. He's not on the chart. But everyone else can give debate grades, too. We have a lot coming up. But first, September is National Life Insurance Awareness Month. Most people aren't aware of that. In fact, most people aren't aware they need life insurance at all, which is why 40% of Americans don't have it. But getting life insurance doesn't need to be difficult or expensive. Right now, prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years, and Policy Genius has made it easier than ever to get covered. You know, you need to be a responsible adult. Make sure that you are taken care of in case, God forbid, something were to happen to you. Be an adult. Go to Policy Genius right now. Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for life insurance online. In just minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers and find your best price. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, disability insurance. They're basically a one-stop insurance marketplace. If you need life insurance, but you just haven't gotten around to it, National Life Insurance Awareness Month is a great time to get started. Go to PolicyGenius.com. Get quotes. Apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right this very instant. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Be a responsible adult. Be a responsible human being. Make sure your family is taken care of in case, God forbid, something happens to you. PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. Okay, so we're going to give grades in a little while. Suffice it to say, this was basically a giant holding pattern. I don't think you're going to see the polls shift in any direction one way or another. I think the media are going to continue to try to uphold Elizabeth Warren as the front runner of the campaign, despite the fact that in the Real Clear Politics poll average, she is dead even with Bernie Sanders right now, and both of them are substantially behind Joe Biden. With that said, I thought she underperformed last night. I thought she had a real opportunity to break out, and I think she absolutely did not. The big winner of the debate, as per our usual arrangement, is Donald Trump. Why? Because you had a bunch of Democrats who were shouting at each other about all the things they were going to.
We now go live to North State High School football with Brent Weber.
Field at Enterprise High School, the community stadium hosting a triple header of football tonight, Enterprise and Lassen. The eighth grade game is over. The B team game is still going on with Enterprise up 20-7 in the closing moments. And then, of course, the big game, a long time rivalry dating back about as long as they do in the North State. It will be the Lassen Grizzlies, 1-1 on the campaign, out of the D3 Northern League, visiting the Enterprise Hornets here at Community Stadium. Out of the D2 Eastern League, Lassen is 1-1. Enterprise 0-1. Of course, we brought you Enterprise's season opening game last week against West Valley. It was a loss, but it was one where Enterprise improved throughout the game. And if they can overcome the mistakes made last week, they will be a force to be reckoned with. We're going to hear from both coaches in our pregame show tonight. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us on what has turned out to be a muggy Friday. We had a cool Friday last week. Thought we were into football weather for the season, but it's back to shorts and T-shirts for this one, and see if it has any effect on the players this evening, as it is a muggy night out at the ballpark, still in the mid-90s here in Redding, California, Shasta County. So our first pregame interview is with head coach Chris Combs, who is in his third season with the club. He took over in 2017. He's posted just 5 wins in that time, but he has the black and gold turned around, and I think there are high hopes that they can return to the playoffs this campaign. I spoke with him earlier this week about last week's tough loss to West Valley and looking ahead to tonight's game against Lassen. Let's hear from Coach Combs. Enterprise head coach Chris Combs, let's start with week one for you guys. And I said it on the air several times in the beginning, it looked like a team that had a couple of weeks under them, playing a team that was kind of getting their yah-yahs out a little bit. And the mistakes, like happens in the first week, really cost you in the end. But throw out those penalties, I don't know what kind of game that would have been.
Yeah, we don't want it to be an excuse for us. But, we had 3 turnovers in the first quarter. Then we have a touchdown call back late in the fourth quarter. That probably would have tied it for us. We don't look back and say, first game, It is what it is. We got to play better than that. Doesn't matter what week of the football season it is.
When you talk about the positives now, I guess you could say those are correctable mistakes, right? And not uncommon in the early season. And I'm particularly talking about penalties. You mentioned the play called back. So you're a positive kind of guy. How do you approach that? How did you approach that when you came right back out on practice on Monday? What did you dwell on to this point?
Well, we always think next play, whether it was a bad play or a penalty or turnover, whatever, it's next play. So we're always thinking that we have another opportunity to make a positive impact on the game. Each player has a positive impact to make on the game as well. And so that's our mindset going forward. And that's kind of what you saw, in the second, third, and even into the fourth quarter with us. We kind of carry that same mindset over into this game, and with the idea of let's just clean some things up. Let's get back to our technique and work our technique things and be really solid in our fundamentals.
What I saw once you guys got clicking, and obviously it was working well with the starting quarterback, and then when you had to make a change, and you can explain that down near the goal line, it worked well. And I saw depth in the offense in terms of, I don't know how to prepare for you guys. You do an awful lot, and then you ran the I formation really well, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the beauty of our offensive scheme. We can line up in the eye and run some power football, and then we can spread you out. We have a lot of skill guys. We have a lot of smart guys that understand multiple positions. And, obviously having 2 quarterbacks that can run the system and having Pierce go down with an ankle injury on an option play that got us down inside the 3. And then, he goes out and Zach comes in, and it's like we didn't miss a beat. He ran the offense perfectly, scored the touchdown for us, even converted the 2-point conversion on a pass play for us. We got a lot of confidence in these guys based off what they've been able to show us in the weeks coming up to this season. So we don't have any issues putting a guy in. We know exactly that we're not going to have a lot of drop-off there.
And that positive of just flip that game around and you'd be banging your heads, you'd be worried, but the changes that you made during the game, the adjustments, the guys never seem to let it get to them, and that's a real positive, something that can really carry over into the week against Lassen.
Yeah, I mean, we were constantly harping on our belief system, you know, just talked about it being next play and staying positive with each other and understanding that, you know, the game's going to go up and down and it's going to go here or there, and we're always thinking next play and we can make an impact on the game. The guys really believe in that, and the more they believe in that, the better we get. You know, we're always trying to recertify our belief system, but also crack the other team's belief system. And if we feel if we can get to that point where we can break their belief in what they're trying to do, then we won the game.
I'll be taking on a Lassen team that's 1-1. They played two very different teams, but what I just look at statistically, they're throwing the ball more than they're running it. What have you seen?
Well, that's exactly what we've seen on tape. We've seen a Lassen team that we're not used to seeing in the past. You should be pretty heavy run game with the wing T, very, very strong ground and pound type game. We watch it on film, and we're scouting it, it's almost 50% run, 50% pass. Last week, they moved the ball very well in the air against Chico. Not as much on the ground, but they were probably 50-50 as far as play call, run and pass. So we have to be, you know, our defensive backs got to be on their game because they have a really good passing scheme and a very good timing short pass system that they utilize to move the ball down the field.
Traditionally, I think just in the few years I've been here, but, you know, it's a physical test. They make the drive over or you make the drive over there, and, you know, it's almost half of the city comes over there and your whole student body will go over there. But the fact is that this is generally a pretty good physical battle.
Yeah, I mean, we've in history, you know, history of the section of us playing against these guys, we always get their best, and we're always giving them our best. So, I mean, they like to play us. That's why we've kept this preseason game. This used to be a league game, you know, some years back, and so it was already on the schedule. But now we make it be on the schedule between the two schools. And so, you know, it's a game that we look forward to playing them, and I know they look forward to playing us. They like to play, you know, some of the teams that are bigger than them and to kind of see where they're at before they get in the league. And they're always a physical team, so it's going to be a good test of how physical we can be with them as well.
And last thing, they're high school kids, so you got to keep their feet on the ground opening up for your first game at home, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's going to be a lot of excitement playing at home. You know, last week we had the first game excitement. This week we got the home game excitement. And, you know, there's always different type of distractions with that playing at home and getting more of your student body out in the crowd and stuff like that. So just try to keep the guys focused and getting them, you know, on what we're trying to do and get them to stay really fundamentally sound for us so that they're ready to go for Friday.
All right, well, have fun, and looking forward to calling you guys 2 weeks in a row. That makes it easier for me. Maybe I'll mispronounce and misidentify a few fewer players.
We'll be back. Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Now with Grizzlies head coach Tom St. Jacques, who is entering, this will make you sound really in your golden years, entering his quarter century season as head coach of Lassen football. You've seen a lot, and you're actually going to hang it up after this year, I hear. I don't know if anybody believes you yet.
Well, I have been saying that for the last few years, and my life has changed in the last few years, and I've kind of hit a wall. And so, yes, this is it. I've already turned in my paperwork.
Well, you've got a couple of games under your belt this season. A different team than the one a year ago, a team that if it weren't for West Valley would have been maybe playing for a while in the postseason. You've got a younger team, a smaller team, and a win under your belt. And then against a bigger school, you got outlasted last week by Chico. What's their personality like of this team this year?
Well, you know, we're young. I don't want to say young. We do have quite a few seniors coming back, but inexperienced. A lot of them have not played. Last year we were senior dominated, so all those kids were watching. So this year they're in the limelight and they're learning. Hopefully they're learning faster than I'm thinking.
Now, depending on the season, I know I've only been here a few years, but I've seen lots of teams that can pound it on the ground. This team is a little more balanced, if not throwing the ball a little more, right?
Yeah. Last year and this year, both, we're starting to throw more. I've been wanting to do that ever since I've been here. We just didn't have the right combinations. Now we do, but we lost one of our better receivers last week, so I don't know what we're going to do this week.
Well, you have been spreading it around a little bit, and Brock Wolf stepped into the big shoes as quarterback, and it looks like a kid that does what you ask him to do in running the offense, and you put points on the board. You were up on Chico pretty good last week.
Yeah, you know what? We were, and we had a couple I mentioned to you earlier that two drop touchdown passes in the first half. We could have had a bigger lead. I don't know if that would have held with them because they're quite a bit better than us. But you know what? We have some guys. We have some abilities. Hopefully we can take advantage of them.
When you don't have a lot of numbers on your roster this year, conditioning is big. Like you said, you've got a couple of key injuries this week. Anything special you're asking your defense to do out there to, you want to keep them off the field, obviously, but that's what everybody wants to do. Any particular aspects of your defensive personality that you can point to?
Well, you're exactly right. We need – last week against Chico, we gave our defense a short field like four times, and that just killed us. So, but they, held their own. Our defense needs to create turnovers. We can't give up the big plays, and that's what happened with Chico. Two long touchdown passes were basically the end of the comeback for us. So if we can contain them and get the ball back to our offense, we got a chance.
This matchup against Enterprise, this one's been going on, as long as dirt, they say. School's been going back and forth from Susanville to Reading for a long, long time, and usually winds up being a pretty good little slugfest. I would imagine you've got some great memories of taking on Enterprise over the years.
Oh, absolutely. We've had some great battles, and I finally remember it was Clay Arrow was the beginning, and then it moved on to who was the guy now that is over at UPrep. Mm-hmm. We've had some great battles, great slugfest. They're always physical, and we've been physical, and it always comes down to, a single-digit game at the end.
And last one, fans travel. They'll be there for this one.
Absolutely. We do travel. Everything is 2.5 hours for us, so it's no big deal, and the fans will definitely be there.
All right. Well, Coach Saint-Jacques, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Good luck in the game, and you know we'll expect a big battle in this one.
Okay, I appreciate it, and go Grizzlies.
All right, thank you, Coach Saint-Jacques. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The free Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, and the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The free Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For more information, call 440-9137 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual Black and White Boondocker Ball, dinner and dance and costume contest, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala featuring several local fashion designers and models is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th. From 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter on September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week beginning September 6th.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Let's join the Enterprise Marching Band for the National Anthem. They're actually expecting a big crowd tonight here at Enterprise. Of course, it is Community Stadium, Moynihan Field. So much history here, and a beautiful night. We do have some late summer clouds here in the press box. Of course, we're treated to one of the better press boxes in the North State, and so able to stay clear of any real heat. But we do know that it is hot outside in the stands. Fans still starting to come in. Lassen, of course, the Grizzlies. Visiting from Susanville. Takes them about 2.5 hours to make that bus ride over. And they come into this game with a 1-1 record. Coach Tom Saint-Jacques has been head coach since 2004. He's been head coach there for 25 years at Lassen, coaching for 38 years. And he says this is his last season. His team 1-1. They won their opener 41-6 over Las Plumas in Oroville. Lost game 2, 41-25 to Chico last week, but you heard him talking about it. They led Chico, much bigger school, bigger division, and they led them at halftime, and I don't think anybody expected that. Lassen lost an awful lot of key players from last year, but they are averaging, you can do the math,
33 points a game right now in their first two games of the season. The Enterprise Hornets here at Community Stadium in Moynihan Field, the black and gold. They will be wearing black and the gold trim. We now have the coin toss at center field. Enterprise will be receiving the opening kickoff, and they will be defending. Let's see. I'm pretty sure they're going to be defending the north end zone to start things off. Lassen has deferred the choice to the second half, so they'll take kickoff in the second half. So as I mentioned, Enterprise, the Hornets, running that pro-style spread. They struggled with penalties, and they struggled getting their offense in gear in their first game last week over in Cottonwood. But once they did, they gave the defending section champion West Valley squad all they could handle down the stretch. And they came out of the game pretty good. Only one key injury of note that I'm aware of. Roberto Cruz, a key member, linebacker on their defense, is out. But they'll also get some increased snaps from Jahari Johnson on defense tonight. So the Hornets, with their varied offense, expect to be a fun one to watch this year. And Lassen coming out with their deep purple helmets, wearing black pants tonight. Uniforms, jerseys are white with purple numerals, and they are about to kick off to start this football game tonight. Enterprise, of course, coached by Chris Combs, as we mentioned, coming home to coach his Hornets. And so we're just about ready to get it started. They have a new kicker, I believe, tonight. Let's see who's kicking off for Lassen in this one. Nick Valdez is going to be handling their punts. As far as their kickoffs go, we're looking to see if who it's going to be. I believe it's going to be Evan Madden will be doing the kickoffs, but I believe Nick Valdez, excuse me, will be handling the point after. We'll see. That was their plan just yesterday. Officials for tonight's game, the crew of Don Milligan is the ref, Lonnie Phillips the umpire, James Kirk, Larry Hawes, and Steve Vickery also wearing the black and white stripes. So here in Redding, California, the whistle has been blown, and toes to leather. We are underway. It's a short kick fielded at the 30 by an up back for Enterprise, scooting down the left side and tackled out of bounds or inbounds at about the 37, make it the 38-yard line. So that is where the Enterprise Hornets will start. We expect it to be Pierce Embry, the starter. He split time there last week with Zach McNeil, and just going to make sure that that is still the plan as Pierce, the gunner out there, senior, 6 foot, 160 pounder, missed last season, and he is indeed getting the first play in. Behind him, Mikey Hartman is the fullback. Eli Cortinas was the big back in the opening game and showed us a lot. I think we're going to have a delay of game to start things off. Indeed, the flag is thrown, so confusion out of the gate, but it at least helps me give you more of a rundown of the Enterprise offense. Cortinas, who had 151 yards last week, is in the top five in the county and has played only one game in yards rushing. Embry, the quarterback, we may see McNeil as well. We could see McNeil in at some of the other skill positions. Up front, Jacob Anderson, Isaac Vang, Zane Pixton, Kobe Joseph, and Dylan Cuevas, your offensive line. So they've got the I formation, a wing to the right, and a toss right to Cortinas. He's hitting the backfield but keeps moving forward. Winds up picking up. Actually, he may not have gotten a yard. He may have been dropped for a yard. But a nice toss there. At the wideouts, Wyatt Rivera is in the game right now. He and Kanoa Sefong, Jahari Johnson, Matt Luera, Aiden Borges, Michael Mitchoff, all could see some time. The key guys, though, have been Johnson, undoubtedly. Well, Johnson was last week. Two key receptions can really battle. He goes wide to the left or on the right side hash mark again. I formation behind him. They give it to the fullback. Hartman breaks it off. Left tackle. He's got some breakaway speed. Stiff-armed. Pulled down across midfield. In fact, down to the 36-yard line. As the free safety, Zane Osborne, had to come down and make the hit and save a touchdown. But it was just a nice little slant off tackle. And he turned the corner and burst to speed. Lassen had done some overplaying. Now they're in the pistol. Inside give is to Cortinas, and he doesn't get much, maybe a yard. Embry, the senior, 9 out of 13 passing last week before he banged up his knee, I believe. But he's back in there starting tonight. He threw for 69% completions last week, 126 yards, one interception. So now they're on the inside the left hash mark. Wide out to the right is Wyatt Rivera. They have a slot there, and they're looking to throw, but Lassen brought some defenders from the edge. They kind of corral him in the backfield and drop him after he gets back to the line of scrimmage. But the ends just came in and buttoned him in. He was able to see he just had to tuck it and run. It's now going to be third and about nine. Ball sitting right at the 35-yard line of Lassen. We're in the first quarter, 9:47 and counting down. Enterprise likes to move, but they're having a hard time getting that play call in right now. Coach Chris Combs, his offensive coordinator, is Virgil Woods. Again, deep wide out right. They're on the left side, hash mark. They have a wing to the left, slot to the right. That slot goes in motion. That's Kinoa Sefong, rolling right, looking to pass. Has some help, throws it right side along the sideline. It's complete to Wyatt. And that's going to be a first down. Rivera down inside the 25. Let's see where they're going to mark it. Well, I believe it's going to be a first down. I'm looking at the officials. Yes, they're going to pull it up. So a nice roll to the right. He had enough time to throw. Got it complete there. Coming out briefly will be Johnson. Two backs in. Again, Hartman and Cortinas. Enterprise on the move. Rolling again right side. It's the short side. It was on the hands of Wyatt, but I don't believe Rivera was inbound, so it's going to be an incomplete. He let it slip through his hands, but I think he would have been out of bounds anyway. So it'll be second and 10. I was wrong. Johnny Johnson is in. He's up at the wide out to the left. They're on the right side hash marks, moving left to right here on the field. So their short side is to the right. Two backs behind Pierce Embry, Hartman, and Cortinas. Let's see what they do here on second and 10. Second guy through is Cortinas. He goes around his block to the left, turns the corner, is able to pick up three good hard-earned yards. He had a big run last week, but it was the hard-earned yards that I think impressed folks the most. He's listed at 5'9", 175 pounds. Might be even bigger than that as far as he looks like a strong kid. He's now going to go to the wing left. It's basically a slot. So on the right side, they've got a wing, a wide out, and outside of him, a flanker. And so they've got a slot inside of a wide out on the left and a single back. They bring him in motion, and they give it to him on the sweep. The back is brought down at about the 21, 22, so not really the sweep, but the slot around. A lot of different names for that. The inside handoff kind of read very well by Lassen defensively. Up front, Joshua Harlow, Elijah Morales, Nevis, Nathan Biggs, and Bradley Woods. Garrett Nevis. Dylan Goff is the middle linebacker. Nathan Gebauer, also backs A.G. Osborne, Ogburn Smith, all defensive backs, as we have a whistle here with 7:57 on the clock. And the indication is that we have a false start on the offense, so that'll be tough. I thought it was just third down, actually, and I guess I am wrong. It'll be fourth down and about 12 plus. Have to call it 13, short 13, but they're going for it. A little bit out of the range of Jason Butcher. He's about a 40-yard leg, and this would be about a 45-yard attempt if they were to go for it. So their right side hash mark. Let's see what Embry does. He's in the pistol, looking to pass straight drop back. Has a guy down the left sideline, one-on-one. Batted away by the defender near the goal line. Incomplete. Johnson was the intended receiver, but a nice job defensively for Aaron Ogburn, the senior. Probably their best all-around player. I mean, that's a tough thing to say, but he's got the whole package, and they use him on both sides. He's a senior, 5'11", 170. That was a big play. And I was right. That was So that was fourth down, excuse me. So now Lassen takes it over on downs. So they will take the ball first and 10 on their own 27-yard line. They got the ball at about 7:35 here in this first quarter. Enterprise had a couple of penalties in that first series. That was their bugaboo last week. So Lassen, you may know the old-time Grizzlies as just being able to pound and ground you, ground and pound you. But the last couple of years, Tom St. Jacques, he told me he's wanted to throw always out of his wing tee. He thinks it can be really fun. Got a quarterback in the pistol or in the shotgun, single back there, looking to throw right. And he has a man around the 40. It's incomplete. Had him there. Brock Wolf is the quarterback for the Grizzlies. He's a senior. And against Chico was 14 to 34, threw three touchdowns. He did throw one pick, but he's 23 of 45 overall, 328 yards in their first two games. And he replaces Hayden Chittick, who is an all-around top player for them. And so those big shoes to fill. In the backfield, Tavin Fowler's their fullback. Nick Valdez, the running back. Nate Gebauer, Aaron Ogburn among the receivers to keep an eye on. And we'll tell you about a few others as well. They're on the left side hash mark. Again, out of the pistol. Rolling right. Enterprise is on him and drops him for a loss. Wolf had no chance to find a receiver as several Enterprise defenders dropped him right around the 16-yard line. So it's a big loss. So let's see what Lassen's going to do now. It's already a punting down. So it's fourth. Not quite. He's standing on his 7-yard line. We're going to have a flag. Brock Wolf, the quarterback, is their punter. And still a flag thrown. I think it's going to be a delay. Let's see. Enterprise had one guy back. I believe that's Luera to return. No, Luera is not the deep back. Let's see who they've got deep to run back the punt. So they're going to go after him. The kick is off, fielded at midfield, going right side, turning the corner. That's McNeil. McNeil hits the sideline, tries to leap over the tackler, Brock, right about the 5, and he's going to have it there. So a good return for Zach McNeil, the free safety, backup quarterback, and excellent field position now. With 5:42 to go, they'll take it over. First and goal from Lassen's 7. Short field. Let's see if the Hornets can take advantage. Again, Embry, the quarterback, looking to the sideline for the signs. They call in the signs. They utilize, there's been some slight changes in the rules with the game clock, which should give them plenty of time. Okay, they send Wyatt Rivera in motion from the right, but are tossing it left side to Eli Cortinas, and he tries to pick a hole, but he can't find it, and he's dropped for a loss. Cortinas, they smelled that one. They did not let them spread it out. They took it to the wide side of the field out on the left, moving left to right, and they're back near midfield between the hash marks now. Wyatt Rivera wide to the right. Johnson wide to the left. Strong side left. They're going to roll right now, looking to throw in the end zone. A flag in the backfield. It's incomplete. Not sure if it's going to be a hold or an eligible receiver downfield. We'll just have to wait and see. It's in that kind of ballpark. Referee Don Milligan sorting it out. So it looks like it is indeed going to be against Enterprise. Milligan's going to let us know. And indeed, where it was thrown was in the moving pocket, so it was a hold. beautiful as the moon is beginning to rise over the western Lassen Peaks. Very orange tonight. So it's third and goal, but a long way. And now you're getting to where it's on about the 21-yard line now of Lassen. So you're looking at you may be pushing yourself out of field goal range. The backs are Hartman and Cortinas again. Strong side left. Embry under center this time. He's going to roll right. He might tuck it under. He's looking. Nope, he's going to throw in the flats. He just missed his receiver and almost intercepted. Osborne was there, but it's incomplete. So now it'll be third down and goal from that 21-yard line. He had a receiver over there, and he had a secondary receiver in the end zone. It looked like the intended receiver was open. Mitchoff is in the game. He's at your slot to the right. Play action, looking to throw, but the pocket is crumbling in on him, and he's dropped for a loss down near the 30-yard line. A big, big stop. Big stop up the middle for Josh Harlow. Harlow, the 6'1", 200-pounder up front. And so now they're out of field goal range. Probably you thought they for sure were going to be able to get three out of it. We'll get good chance at seven. They had first and goal from the seven, but Lassen getting some pressure up there up front, taking advantage. So they're going to go for it here on fourth and goal from the 28. Left sideline off the receiver's fingertips goes foul, out of bounds as he tipped it. That was Matt Luera, the senior. Incomplete. And it'll once again be turned over on downs. So, Lassen will take it over on their own 27 again. Let's see where they put it. I don't think it's a 20. Yeah, man, we'll call it the 29, it looks like. Yeah, it's 27 on their own 27. 3:35 on the clock here in the first. So, neither team has been able to. Lassen obviously punted it away. Both teams' defense doing some penetrating. Now, are we going to have a penalty right here out of the gate? What did Don Milligan show us? Let's see. He's not using a microphone tonight. But it's a 5-yarder. No, it's going to be 5 against Lassen. Probably just a procedure. So they come out, two backs in the backfield. That's the wing T. They give it off the right side, nothing doing. Valdez, the carry. Nick Valdez, he's a senior, 5'7", 155-pounder. Mike 36 yards and a couple of touchdown receptions last week against Chico. So they used that play action down near the goal line to get a couple of TDs last week. He's averaging just under 7 yards a carry. So two backs, they give it to the inside back. Quarterback under center. So. Ogburn coming off the field. He's one of their big play threats. Let's see. No, Ogburn's actually coming in to check the play. Comes in and gives it to Wolf. Now he'll go wide to the left. Wolf back into the huddle. 2:38 and counting down here in the first quarter. Wing to the right in the wing tee. Two offset backs behind the quarterback who flips it left side underthrown but caught. Leaping and making the catch for the first down is Aaron Ogburn. Right about the 37-yard line. Well played. Defender was there. It was just kind of thrown a little bit up for grabs, not up for grabs. He knew Ogburn had the ability to go up and get it, and he spun around. The defender was there. It was just put in the right spot.
First down for Lassen.
So first and 10. Lassen left side hash mark going right to left. Again, Ogburn wide to the left side. Quarterback's now in the shotgun. He has a single back to his left. Going to the right now with the handoff is Tavin Fowler from his left. And he's a nice pickup, about 7, maybe 8 yards. And Fowler's a junior, 5'11", 165 pounds. Also had a good week last week against Chico. Caught a couple of balls. Rushed 23 times for 109 yards this year all told. 54 yards last week. And he's averaging 4.7 a carry. Kind of always going to know where Ogburn is on the field. He's wide to the left right now. Their left side hash mark. Quarterback keeping it on the shotgun straight up the left side behind the tackle. And depending on the spot, going to be very close to the first down. They've already given them the first at about the 48-yard line. So nearing midfield with a minute and a half and 1:31 on the clock. Let's see. They'll start it back up again. It's counting down. So Lassen getting things going a little bit here with their offense. They're without Chase Campbell this week. The 5'7 junior had 4 catches and a TD last week, and he's a big weapon for them, so they are without him this week. In the pistol, looking to throw first down, flats right side. Complete over there, again at the 50, now turning back upfield across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. That's Miles Omachia. Miles Omachia, a little guy. He's only 5'5", 140, but, man, he's got some good hands, good speed. Saw him do it there. Nice, quick execution by Brock Wolf as well. Omachia had, he's had 3 receptions on the year. You'll see him in that slot, and that's going to now be marked off. We've got another flag. Let's see. This is what killed Enterprise last week. So we've got an unsportsmanlike conduct call. I did not get the number on the play. That was a dead ball foul, so that's 15 big yards. And Lassen will take it over first and 10 on the Enterprise 23. That's a big penalty. Right side. Misdirection off the guard. That's Tavin Fowler. Picks up 3. They're getting some good movement up front on their line. Certainly a different drive. Lassen definitely getting into a little bit of a groove here. In the backfield right now, they've got Miles Ochoa, Nick Valdez. Wide to the left will be Ogburn. Brock Wolf is in the pistol, or actually the shotgun. Now steps up, looking to throw. Right side. Has a man down near the 5, and it is incomplete. Good coverage on that play by Zach McNeil of Enterprise. So as the clock gets down to 10.4 seconds, it was an incomplete, so the clock stopped. It's sitting just outside the 20-yard line, right side hash mark. This time wide to the left. Well, I thought that was Sean Longaball. That's Nick Valdez now going in motion, looking to rolling left. The fullback's open. He gets it. Fowler rambles across the goal line for the score. Fowler came out, and they are using all of their backs. That is what Lassen has been doing this year. But Tavin Fowler, touchdown with 2.9 seconds to go, and Lassen is on the board. So, well executed. You could maybe even hear in the press box, we're next to the coaches for Lassen. Valdez on to kick the point after. Snaps down. The kick is up, and it is wide to the right. So that continues to be a problem. But with 2.9 seconds, it is 6-0 Lassen, and Enterprise is going to have to make some defensive adjustments because Lassen did everything they wanted to do in that particular drive. Back with the start of the second, or the end of the first quarter. In just 30 seconds, you're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Redding Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at reddingrancheria.com.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Well, welcome back, and indeed, Enterprise is trailing now, 6-0, as Lassen's offense really got going that second time around. They started on their own 27, used about 3 minutes and 32 seconds before, through the air, getting the touchdown from Brock Wolf to the fullback, Tavon Fowler. And that is what they are doing, thrown to their backs. A short kick again, fielded by an up back at about the 31 for Enterprise. They'll take it over first and 10 on their own 40. That will be the horn to end the first quarter. And with the score still 6-0, Enterprise will take it over first and 10. They'll switch fields, ends of the field, and we'll be back with the second quarter of our North State Game of the Week in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR.
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Redding Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check RedingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Billy is the marketing manager at Redding Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Redding Kia Summer Clearance ends September 30th, 2019. RedingKia.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
First place, second quarter at Enterprise High School. This Game of the Week broadcast on KCNR is brought to you by our friends at Turtle Bay. Eli Cortinas carries off the left side. Nice pickup. Gets him near midfield, so 9 yards on first down. Again, working out of the pistol. Play action, throws right side, spinning around, and dropped for a loss of about 2 on the play. On the reception was Kanoa Seifong. Lassen's defense, last time around, did a good job of recognizing, penetrating. So Enterprise is going to have to figure out a way to get beyond, give their quarterback some time and get beyond them. Because obviously if they're penetrating, there could be something deep. We'll just have to see how this thing plays out. In the pistol again. Sending in motion, left to right. Looking to throw left side. Complete to Johari Johnson in the flat. He is hit at the 49 near the 50, but then breaks free and he's out of bounds at around the 41-yard line of Lassen. So a nice pickup and a first down and good yards after the catch by the lanky sophomore, 6'2", 165-pounder Johari Johnson, who's showing signs every week of improving as a football player. He's already, we know he's an outstanding athlete with good speed and size. All he needs is the experience. Strong side right. They give it to the back. Spinning around as Cortinas, he hit the line. Not a lot of room, but spun to his left and found a little hole. Moves forward for about 3 yards. So it'll be second down and 7 down to the 38-yard line. He keeps a towel, and he lost his towel there. So now he retrieves it and gets back just behind Embry to Embry's right. Play action, fakes it to Cortinas, goes good job, top of the field, right side complete near the first down. Trying to get the receiver there. I think that was Matt Luera out there. So with 10:22, first third down now, and maybe a yard. Single back, thinking quarterback sneak here. Let's see, and indeed he does keep it. Nimber gets right up the gut, picks up a couple. So first and 10, now inside the 30-yard line of Lassie. You got to move those chains. Saifong, Johnson, and Mitchoff trips to the left, single back, and the wide receiver to the right, but the defender's breaking through and breaking in and slinging down the quarterback before Embry has a chance at it. Big stop up front. I believe that was Elijah Morales, senior, 5'10", 210, who slung him to the ground. So, big defensive play. Again, Lassen kind of raining on the parade here as Enterprise is showing some good signs. Embry gets the call now. He's got second down and about 20. Ball placed at the 38-yard line. Single back. Quarterback looking to throw. Has time this time. Overthrows coverage. His receiver, but it's tipped and caught by Jahari Johnson down around the 25. He tries to cut back before going back forward progress down to the 21-yard line, but it was tipped by another receiver, and Johnson just had the wherewithal to make the catch. First down. That's just like they planned it that way. 8:48 and counting. Embry looks to the sideline. Cortinas will be the single back next to him. They're on the left side hash mark. No tight end at this stage. You got three guys to the right. Saifong, one of them. Johnson to the left. They give it to Cortinas off the left tackle, and he bursts through and scores. Cortinas, a 21-yard touchdown run. And you can hear the band celebrating. But we've got a penalty on the play. Oh, no. Happened last week. A penalty brought back a touchdown. So the fans may be celebrating a little too long. Yep. So it'll still be third. But now it'll be third and 10. Ball will be placed on the 30. And you can erase that one.
They move the ball back to the 30-yard line.
So now with 8:23 to go, no touchdown, but Enterprise showing some good signs here, obviously. Johnson, they're on the left side hash mark. No tight ends, trips to the right, single back, looking to throw left. He wanted to go to Johnson on a little button hook, but he couldn't get it there, so tucks it under, goes up the middle, scoots to the left, down to around the 25-yard line, so pickup of about five, maybe five and a half. So it'll be fourth down, again, not in field goal range. That would be about a 42. I mean, if the game was on the line, I'm sure they'd give Butcher a shot at it, but that's not the plan. They're trying to draw Lassen offsides, and it looks like they succeeded. Unless there was movement on Enterprise first, but it looks like Lassen, and depending on where the ball is currently at, it's going to be close to a first down once they march that five off. I think they're going to be a little short. I think they're going to be a football short, but let me see. Yeah, they're going to be not even the length of a football short. They've got to get to the 20. They're on the 20 and a foot. Last time, Pierce Embry just ran it up the gut with a single back. He's under center. Will he try again? He does, but I don't know if he's going to get through. Let's see. He didn't get it. He just did not get the penetration. The offensive line just didn't give him that first surge. And so it'll be a last in football. So at times was a drive. But then the penalty brought back the one, and they went for it on fourth. And here in the second with 7:06 to go in the second quarter, Lassen has it first and 10 on their own 21-yard line. So right now, they bring out the wing tee, one receiver wide to the left, but they're giving it to the big back in the backfield, spinning around to the left side, getting a little bit, Tavin Fowler. They have some seniors, but not the experienced ones necessarily. They're just a little bit of a different team than they were a year ago, but I'll tell you, Lassen's shown me a lot here already, their ability to throw the ball, and then if they can run it two out of the wing tee set, they've got everybody bunched up, two backs now looking to throw here on second and four. A man wide open down the left sideline, and he overthrew him. That was Aaron Ogburn. He beat his man off the corner, and there's the safety. McNeil was a little late getting over there. He would have got caught up to him. He had good position to keep him from getting beat, but Brock Wolf had a shot at it. A big gainer there, just overthrew. The line for Lassen is Josh Harlow, Elijah Morales, Nathan Biggs, Bradley Calvert, and Nicholas Rannon. Rolling right, looking to throw, hitting Tavin Fowler right in the hands, and he drops it. So it'll be fourth down and five, and I would imagine you'll see Lassen punt here. Their quarterback is their punter. Miles Ormachia comes in with the play. They're lining up in the shotgun, but I think you're going to see a punt. McNeil, the free safety, is back to receive the punt, and he is kicking it away. Takes it at the 41, 42, going up the left sideline across the 50, gets a couple of good blocks, cuts back across the 30, down to the 26-yard line. So another good return for Zach McNeil. Lassen's got some holes in their kick coverage we've seen. And once again, Enterprise will have good field position. 5:27 on the clock. They are on the left side hash mark. First snap is given to you-know-who. Cortina's left side breaks through, now cuts it back right side. He's going to go towards the cone. Touchdown, a beauty. 27-yard touchdown run by Cortina's. And I don't think it was designed to be a big play run, but he turned it into one. It was off the left side, and he saw some pay dirt and just took a beeline towards the right side end zone of the end zone. 27-yard run, a one-play drive, and with 5:09, Enterprise looking to get the kickoff here. In high school football, obviously, you can use the tee for marking the ball. Jason Butcher is the kicker. Snaps down, kick is up, and it is good. And it's 7-6. Enterprise has taken the lead. It's a good field position, and a breakthrough run by Eli Cortinas gives the Hornets this 7-6 lead. 5:09 to go. This Game of the Week brought to you by our friends at Turtle Bay. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Come on in the Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This Game of the Week brought to you tonight by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Get your membership today. Enterprise on top here in their home opener, 7-6, the black and gold. Now we'll have to try to stop the Grizzlies of Lassen. Lassen's offense looked pretty good. They just have just that one touchdown to show for it, but both teams now on the board. A squibbler of a kick by Butcher, taken on the right side of the return by Tyler Schwartzel. He's a senior. And gets it down to about the 36, 37-yard line. So that is exactly where they will take it over. Lassen's ball on their own 36 with 5:04 to go here in the first half. We appreciate you out there listening anywhere you can. Gosh, I sure hope that I saw my friend Dave Cohen's listening in Michigan, where the Georgia State Panthers will be playing, trying to go 3-0 this weekend. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. You can always send us a message through our internet, KCNR1460.com. Pass intended left side to Fowler. It was incomplete. They're on the right side hash mark, 37-yard line, second down and 10. They being the Lassen Grizzlies. Miles Omachia now in the game. He goes wide to the right on that right side. So it's a short side wide out. Let's see if they bunch up the wing T. They do have Ogburn way to the left. They're not, the wing is to the right. And a strong side left. Quarterback, high snap. He now has to spin around and throws to a diving receiver near the 50, incomplete. I'm not sure if the high snap was really the intention. I don't think it was, but it was definitely a misdirection with the quarterback. It was Tristan Ingerson, who was the intended receiver over there, came off of the wing. Ogburn again, wide to the left, still right side Hashman, still third down, clock at 4:50. Wing is to the right, single back, quarterback in the pistol, single back is to his left. Play action, fakes it to the tight end, now throws it to a slanting in Ogburn. Ogburn doesn't find room there, so he kicks it outside, goes down the sideline across the 40, into Enterprise territory before he's finally brought down, knocked out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. That was Kobe Rodriguez who was out there. And he's your lineman. He shouldn't be out there doing that. And that tells you how he was on the coverage of the backs coming out of the backfield. Wing T again. Left side hash mark now. First and 10 on that 37. They go off the guard right side now, cutting it back upfield. Is that Ogburn? No, it's Nick Valdez. Valdez has speed. Turns it up the left sideline. He's pushed out of bounds at about the 9-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. Misdirection off of that wing T. Lassen really hurrying it up here a little bit. And that's to their liking, there's no doubt. So now what are we doing? We got a penalty? All right, we've got a penalty half the distance to the goal. So it's first and goal now from the 4. It's not, you heard the announcer say the 5. It's inside the 5, so it's 4.5, we'll call it. This is where Lassen has been throwing the football in 3 games this year, including tonight. Brock Wolf gives it to the fullback. Up the gut, gets one. That was Fowler. So it'll be second down and goal. Yeah, down to about the 2.5-yard line. Tavin Fowler's the fullback. See where Valdez is. Again, they like to play action. Now, again, less of the wing T, now more of a pistol here. The wing's to the right. Quarterback's going to keep, follow the blocker off the left tackle. He's in for the score. That was just a designed keep. Quarterback just took the snap, followed his wing, block. He's in for the 2.5, 3-yard touchdown. And Brock Wolf has put his team on top quickly in about a minute and 15 seconds. Well, we'll call it a minute and 13 seconds. Lassen's going to take a timeout here with a 12-7 lead. So we'll call it a 3-yard TD run by Wolf. with 3:51 on the clock, and now they're trying to decide what they're going to do for their two-point play. And obviously right now, they're moving the ball well on Enterprise. Coach Combs is looking for the answer to stopping that wing T, and we're talking about an aerial attack wing T, too. So Wolf has thrown for one touchdown, and he's scampered for another. Well, I'm sure there's some famous Enterprise and Lassen alumni out there who played in these games. Brady Anglin, I know I saw he liked one of the tweets from Shasta County Sports. Hope you're listening wherever you are, Brody. Called him Brady, so he probably won't know. Of course, Ryan O'Callaghan, great football player from here. Many, many others. All righty, so they're going to go shotgun, slot to the right, single back, out of the pistol, quarterback keeping now, rolling left, looking to get into the end zone, but he's bottled up, so the PAT fails. So a big stop over there defensively by Sam Link. So good job up front, and it is now a 12-7 ball game. The PAT. So whatever Lassen's trying to do on the point after, they just haven't been able to pull it off. All righty, this game of the week brought to you by our friends at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Get your membership today with 3:51 to go. We're going to keep it right here as we're just about set to kick off. But we've got a game now where both teams are showing signs of really getting their offenses going. It's going to come up, see who can come up with some big plays on defense. All righty. They're lined up to kick it off. Back deep. Looks like is that Mikey Hartman back there? Oh, an up back's going to take it at about the 20-yard line. Now cutting back left side. Spun around, knocked down at about the 30-yard line. That was Matt Luera, the 5'11 senior. Not a terrible return, I mean, but Lassen's been giving up too much return yardage, they would tell you, to start with, so that was a better coverage. They got a deeper kick in that particular scenario. So it'll be an Enterprise football, first and 10 on their own 30-yard line with 3:44 to go in this first half. Midfield between the hash marks. Johnson to the left. They send a wing in motion right to left. Actually, that was Johnson. I got it. No, you know what? I keep calling 17-12. 12-17, excuse me. That's because Michael Mitchoff. That 2 looks like a 7 when you get old like I am. So, a 5-yard penalty against Enterprise. Some of the same problems that shot themselves in the foot last week. Certainly going to have to fix those if they're going to outlast this Lassen team. So now they send a man in motion left to right off that slot. Go that way and drop for a loss of about 2. So it's going to be second down, about 17 yards to go. Let's see where they spot it. Because the penalty made it first and 15. Now it's going to be, loss of 2, so call it second and 17. Jahari Johnson wide to the left. Single back in the backfield with Pierce Embry. He's been in some long down and distant scenarios. Single man blocking for him. Play action off the back. Throws it across the middle. Overthrown a little bit. Tipped away and incomplete. Jason Butcher was the intended receiver. They don't often line up with tight ends. Butcher was up there at a wide out. Jason Butcher is now in. He's at the wing to the left. Single back is Cortinas. Third and 18. looking to throw left side, setting up a screen there. It's complete to Butcher, but he's knocked out of bounds at about the 27, so a pickup of maybe three. And they're going to be forced to kick the ball away because it'll be fourth. Now he got a better pickup than I thought, so it'll be fourth and about 13, but still going to have to kick this one away. All right, so let's see what the plan is. Pierce Embry is in to punt. His normal offense is in there, but it's high school football. He's always could be a time to fake it, but he's going to punt it. No, it's a shanked one to the left. And it actually takes a great Enterprise roll and goes end over end. It hit it about 20 yards away, but it rolls down out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So pretty good punt there in the end result with 2:13 to play in this first half. 30-second timeout. Back with more on KCNR.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shoppe. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shoppe.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, while we were away, pass complete up on the left side by Lassen, pickup of about two, Butcher on the stop. It was Ogburn who pulled in the pass from Brock Wolf. Second down and eight, 1:45 and counting down. Wing T, wing is to the right, rolling out, looking to throw down the left sideline, batted away, defensed nicely there by Matt Luera. If that ball gets through him, I think Ogburn had a step on him down that left sideline. So it's quickly third and eight. Clock stops at 1:38 in this first half. If you're Enterprise, if you can stop him, get it back, take a couple of shots, you've got timeouts left. Lassen's the only team to use a timeout. But Lassen's also thinking, hey, we've picked up some pretty big chunks. Ogburn is wide to the right. They're going to go right from the left hash mark, tucking it under and running up the middle is Fowler. Doesn't get much. And Enterprise is going to use the timeout here to stop that clock because it's now fourth and six. And they called timeout, I thought, but the clock keeps ticking. Well, they've ticked off at least 10 seconds. So they're going to have to adjust that clock. Chris Combs is letting the officials know they're going to have to put some time back on that clock. There's no doubt about it. So the scenario is, I would imagine let's see what the officials say. They're going to got to put at least 5 seconds back on. We'll listen in now to the official. If the band's doing a beautiful job, can be heard over. Okay, now we're going to hear from the referee, Don Milligan, I believe, about the time to be put back on. Now, they haven't put any time back on the clock yet. But they signaled timeout at least 5 seconds. I want to say it was closer to 10. So they're telling him to put 5 seconds back on the clock. Okay. And that's I'm sure, way more official than I would say. It's fourth and six. So Enterprise uses the timeout here as much as anything to make sure, you know, their kids are rested. They're ready to go. They know that if they're still out there on offense, they got to go for it. They can't afford to make a mistake. Lassen won't be trying anything tricky here. Brock Wolf is your punter. Zach McNeil, the free safety, is back, standing on his own 30-yard line. Lassen's punt is off. Oh, this is a good one. It's a good one. It's going to kick and roll and go out of bounds. Well executed by their quarterback and kicker, Brock Wolf. The only problem was he didn't keep it in bounds. So Enterprise benefits from no time really going off that clock. 1:25, they'll get it. First and 10, 1:25 to go on their own, checking to see where the mark is on their own 25-yard line. So now let's see. Embry last week when he needed big plays, he went to Jahari Johnson. Everybody knows that. They know Johnson has big play capability, but he's also up against their better defender, Aaron Ogburn. They're looking for Jahari. They throw underneath instead where it is complete to Saifong, and he's knocked out of bounds or brought down inbounds at about the 33-yard line. That is a tough, tough matchup. It's a tough one for Jahari. He's facing a very, very good experienced corner over there. Now they throw quickly right side. It's caught, hit as he catches the ball, scoots forward, but maybe gets a yard. Enterprise is going to have to call timeout because with 57 seconds to go, and they do. So with 57 seconds to go, that was not the play that the Hornets were, the result that they were looking for. The ball actually will be placed. It's going to actually be, looks like maybe even loss of a yard. They're placing it right about the, just outside the 30-yard line, where it will be third down and 5 with 57 seconds to go. So important timeout for Enterprise. If they can get a first down or they can get one to break, then that's what you're looking for. Obviously, there's plenty of time, so you don't want to take any chances and throw the ball away because then Lassen could still get a shot at it. This game tonight brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Get your membership today. I'd like to thank, of course, the folks here at Enterprise High School for all of the help that they've given us. Jim Henderson, the athletic director, and everybody here for making us comfortable up here in the booth tonight. 57 seconds now. Trips to the left. Right side hash mark. So there's no backs. Flanker to the right. Wide out to the right. Quickly looking to the right. And tipped out of bounds. Goes incomplete. Intended receiver was Jahari Johnson. He just sailed it a little bit. And it'll be fourth down with 54 seconds. Now the Hornets are going to have to kick this thing, because there's no way you're going to go for it, fail. You could fake it, I guess. They're calling in the play, sending in the plays. Coach Combs making sure that Pierce Embry knows what he wants him to do. So Embry's in a shotgun. He can kick from there. He is going to. Oh, no! He kicked it off his own back or just off of his foot, and it goes out of bounds at their own 37-yard line. I'm not sure if it actually hit the back in front of him, but either way, that is almost the worst-case scenario. A block would be worse, but with 47 seconds now, and that's a long time, Lassen gets the ball on the Enterprise 37-yard line. Wow. And I don't know if it was just a matter of working too quickly, if he wasn't deep enough on his location. He looked like he was in his normal shotgun. He didn't look like he was punting from as far back as you would normally punt. So the wing tee, right side hash mark, right side wing, but they're going to the air, left side, and a lot of penalty flags. It was Ogburn intended, and Matt Luera got all mixed up with him, and he's going to be called for pass interference. Wait a minute. See what they're making the call. You can hear that's the Lassen coaches. So we're going to wait till we get Don Milligan to let us know what the call is. He's going over to his back judge, Steve Vickery, over there, I believe. And they're going to talk about it, all of his officials. Umpire Lonnie Phillips. All right, let's see. So now he's coming over to tell Coach Combs what they've decided. Let's see if we can hear. Oh, they're calling it on Enterprise, as we thought. Okay. So pass interference. They're going to check the clock and see what we'll have on the clock. Right now it's 37.2 seconds. a 12-7 ball game. Lassen has scored twice, missed both point afters. Enterprise obviously scored once, made theirs, and that's where we stand. They're putting 4.5 seconds on the clock. I misspoke a moment ago. Let's see. What? Come on. All right. What are you guys going to have up there? 40. Is that right? Is there that much? Yeah, I guess there would be that much. There was just 47 before. So 45 seconds on the clock. The ball is now first and 10 on the 22.5 of Enterprise. Lassen rolling left, looking to throw. Sidearms whips it out there. It's complete at the 9-yard line. First down and goal. McNeil on the hit and some jawing going on between the two teams. I believe it was Omachia. I think Lassen's going to call timeout. We'll keep it right here since we are so late. No flags were thrown, but I think there was maybe a little bit of jawing going on there. Omachia didn't like the whatever he was getting from Enterprise. So timeout for Lassen. We're going to keep it right here because we don't want to miss it if they go for it with 37 seconds to go. Let's take a look, see if I can get you any other score updates out there. And we'll just check on our Max Preps. That's a pretty good scoreboard. Chester beating McLeod 57-0. That one's a final. Paradise going to still be unbeaten. They're on, if it holds up, they're on top of Sparks 27-0. East Nicholas 14-0 over Bradshaw Christian. That's at halftime. Biggs 14-8 over Los Molinos in the third. Gridley leads Central Valley at Shasta Lake 10-8. That's at halftime. Pierce over Williams 12-22 in the second. Foothill on top of Carson at Carson 21-14 in the second. And we'll get you any other score updates. No score yet right now from West Valley Red Bluff. So they're going for it here on first down. Down end goal. They get inside the 5-yard line. The clock's going to keep ticking. 27, Valdez was on the carry. Enterprise has to make a quick substitution. They didn't get a player off. They've got to give the defense an opportunity to make the change. Let's see. So timeout. So that's Enterprise's used up their last timeout here in the half. And they'll try to get it all set. With all of that said, it'll be second down and goal from the 5.5-yard line. So that's where we'll be. Okay, back to the scoreboard. Foothill leading Carson 21-14. And looks like that may be all of our updates for you. U Prep at Clear Lake leading 8-0. And Elk Grove and Shasta tied at 7 at Shasta. Those are some of the scores. Let's see if we've got any other scores on our big Twitter board. That's always the fun one to watch. Using that hashtag NorCalScores. Maybe. All right, they're ready to break and get back at it, but no other score updates for you at this time. Yes, Orville leading Corning 21-14.5. We'll get you some more scores. But right now we're back to action. 18 seconds. Here comes the wing. Wing T. Wing to the right. Quarterback rolling left. Looking to throw in the end zone. Complete. Touchdown. Tavin Fowler again. Open. They're just not covering that back out of the end zone. It's what's working for Lassen this year, and it's put them on top 18-7 with 13 seconds to go. So another TD pass to the back. And they're going to go for two again, looking to throw again. This time right side had Tavin Fowler. Who was that out there slanting in? Incomplete. That time it was Aaron Ogburn on the slant in. He kind of ran into the defender about the same time the ball arrived. So it's just simply the PAT fails. It's 18-7 with 13 seconds to go. And Lassen on top. Wow. So Enterprise is going to have to come up with the answers, particularly off that play action out of that wing tee. They're really throwing some curveballs in there, if you will. Well, Lassen scored first, took that 6-0 lead when the quarterback, Brock Wolf, hit Fowler. And Fowler goes 21 yards, or is 21 yards for the score. They missed the point after. There was a 21-yard touchdown run that was called back for Enterprise, but they did finally get on the board on a 27-yard touchdown run by Eli Cortinas. And let's see, here's the kickoff. They're going to just bounce one up the middle, try to eat up some clock, fielded by Enterprise and slung to the ground is McNeil at about the 32, 33. There should be about 3 seconds to go in the second half. I think they're going to say that there should be 3 seconds to go because the clock has to stop and give the offense that one play. Hey, it's the first game of the season. Everybody's got to get their timing down. That includes the officials. That includes the, you know, the guys on the scoreboard do a great job. The guys running the clock do a great job. So they've got to add that time back. So 3.5. And that gives Pierce Embry one crack at it. You'll probably be looking for Johari Johnson, who's one of your wideouts to the left. You got twin receivers on both sides, single back in there to block. And looking for a wing out there somewhere. Strong side right, looks like. The officials trying to get, now they're going to put 5 seconds on the clock. We think. 8 seconds on the clock. Okay, well, when they kicked off, there were 13 seconds on the clock. So they're saying it took 5 for that return. So prevent defense, 4 deep backs to, you know, so if you're Enterprise, maybe you're trying to get it to Johari on a fly. No, they give it up the gut to Eli Cortinas on a draw. He gets down to the 46. They're trying to hurry it up, but with 1.5 seconds to go, the clock, as soon as they can get the chain set, they're going to blow the whistle, or the clock should have started already. There it goes. They're not going to get the playoff. That'll be the end of the half with Lassen getting there. Wing T with the air control on it as well. Flying, in fact, in this first half. They have an 18-7 lead over Enterprise, the Hornets. If last week was any indication, I expect they'll come out and make this one heck of a football game in the second half. But that's our score, 18-7 at halftime. Lassen on top of Enterprise. You're in Redding, California, at Moynihan Field and Community Stadium in Redding, Shasta County. I'm Ben Weber, back with a halftime look at a recap of our game to this point and some other scores. That'll be coming up during our halftime show. This game brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash, located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. It's halftime. 18-7, our score. Lassen on top of the Enterprise Hornets. This game of the week is brought to you by our friends at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Great time to get that family membership going. Turtle Bay bringing you this game of the week. So let's try to get you up to date. I'll recap the scoring. Lassen on the Fowler touchdown catch from their quarterback, Brock Wolf, made it 6-0 in the first quarter. Enterprise had a touchdown run called back and wound up going for it on fourth down and giving it away. They had to do that a couple times. They did finally get on the board, in fact, take the lead on a 27-yard touchdown run by Cortinas with 5:09 to play. This is all, this by now is in the second quarter. Lassen answered right back, a 3-yard touchdown run by Wolf with 3:51 to go. Again, they missed the point after going for two at that point, and it was 12-7 Lassen. Enterprise was not able to reach the end zone again, and then Lassen did ultimately score on the 7-yard touchdown pass to Tavin Fowler. The point after was good, 18-7, so a couple of touchdown passes for Wolf, and right now Enterprise's defense, is they're going to have to figure out how to stop things. And the offense just kind of shot themselves in the foot a few times, and they corrected many of those problems last week. And if they can do the same again in this particular second half, then, you know, we've got a different football game. They've moved the ball well at times, but if you're going on 1st and 15, it certainly does limit your play-calling ability. Let's take a look at some of the other scores out there. We'll bring you as many as we can. I'm checking our scoreboard in the North State, in the northern section particularly. Well, we did have, there we go. We've got some scores. Chester, that's a final. Beat McLeod 57-0. Paradise leading 27-0 at half. East Nicholas 14-0 over Bradshaw Christian in the third. Fall River putting it on Maxwell right now, 30-12 in the fourth. Biggs 14-8 over Los Moe in the third quarter. Gridley leading Central Valley 17-8 in the third. It's Pierce on top of Williams 30-12 in the second quarter. We're looking for a score. We'll get that from you from West Valley Red Bluff. I'll find that on Twitter for you. Foothill leading Carson 28-21 now. There's a lot of football to be played. That's just in the second quarter. Orland over Willows 19-0 at halftime. Portola over Modoc 7-6. That's in the fourth quarter. Ultra Pleasant Valley leading River Valley at half, 35-14. Rio Vista over Winters, 21-7. Shasta, Elk Grove went for a field goal late at the end of the first half. It failed. So Shasta and Elk Grove tied at 7 right now. And U Prep now on top of Clear Lake at Clear Lake, 14-0. That one is in the second quarter of play. We'll also be keeping an eye. Let's see if we can get you any other updates on any of those scores and any of the other games. Gridley now up 18-8 on Central Valley. That one's in the third quarter. Let's see. We mentioned Vikings up top of River Valley, 35-14. That's looking pretty good for them. In West Valley, we were looking for that score update. I'll find one of those for you. That's the big one. I know that a lot of folks, the Eagles leading the Spartans, that's at half. So West Valley's on top, 26-6 in that particular game. So that's got you pretty up to date on most of the games that are going on out there. And, of course, there's also some college football going on this weekend. We know that everybody loves to keep up with the Shasta College Knights. And they moved back into the top 25 after their win. So looking forward to seeing. Let's check them on the scoreboard. I know they're in action tomorrow, Saturday. They'll be taking to the road. They'll be at West Hills. And that's a tough one. They're looking to try to. They've moved into the top 25, barely, just in at the 25 slot, but wish them luck this weekend in that college game. We'll bring you up to date as soon as we can. So we're at halftime. Enterprise needing to fix some problems with penalties that's hampering their offense a little bit and find a way to stop that grisly offense. It's a wing tee that flies through the air, and it has been very good once it's gotten going. And that's where we stand at halftime, 18-7, the Grizzlies currently on top of the Hornets. This game of the week is brought to you by our friends at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. I'm Brent Weber. We'll be back with more halftime and get start for the third quarter in just a few moments. You're listening to the KCNR Game of the Week.
The Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
We're Billy and Patrick. For our friends at Redding Kia, we've got some great news.
The Kia Summer Clearance Event is going on right now with exciting deals on every vehicle in Kia's award-winning lineup.
And the awards just keep on coming.
Kia has just been named the highest-ranked mass-market brand in initial quality 5 years in a row. Highest-ranked 5 years in a row.
And right now is a great time to celebrate this achievement with the Kia Summer Clearance Event.
You'll find great savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Kia.
Like the 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento, the 2019 Kia Niro Hybrid.
I have one and I love it.
And the 2020 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage.
Every model in Kia's inventory is priced to go.
Check RedingKia.com for all the details that make a great deal at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding.
Billy is the marketing manager at Redding Kia. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details.
Redding Kia summer clearance ends September 30th, 2019. RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This North State High School football game of the week brought to you by our friends at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Great time to get that family membership or that individual membership and head on out to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Not right now, but tomorrow during the daytime. Great to be out there. Appreciate their sponsorship of this game. Right now it's Lassen on top, 18-7 over Enterprise. Bit of a shocking score, not in that Lassen's been scoring points in that wing T with the aerial twist on it. Has been very tough to stop in the first two and a half games of the season. A Hornets, similar to the way they came out last week, where they kind of sputtered on offense because of some basic penalties that have got to get past. You know they do. Right now, they've gotten a couple of nice big plays, but that long sustained drive that ends in the end zone is what they're looking for. And I expect that we will have quite a second half. Lassen will get the ball to start the second half. Both teams, Enterprise now coming out after the halftime show. Lassen stayed out on the field, did not go into the visitor's facility here. They just stayed out on the field in the end zone, took the helmet off, cooled off, got some water, and they're about ready to go. Shasta County Sports doing a great job with their coverage. And, in fact, this is also their game of the week. And there's some stats that they have on their website show us Ogburn, 3 receptions for 39 yards for Lassen. Valdez has 3 rushes for 35 yards. We know that Fowler has a couple of touchdown receptions. And we know that Brock Wolf is a touchdown run for Enterprise. Embry has is 7 of 13 throwing, 36 yards. He's missed the mark on a couple, but I think they've also put some serious pressure in the backfield on Embry tonight. Cortinas, 10 rushes, 52 yards. And so some of the stuff that you're looking for, the big play, they've kept the ball out of the hands of Harry Johnson for the most part. Johnson's the big play guy in the aerial attack. Saifong had a nice catch, and Rivera, nice catch. Hartman had a good run. So in the first half, it's just one of those where you're kind of waiting. Will Enterprise, like last week, begin to hit on the cylinders? See, while we're waiting on the second half to get going, we're still a couple of minutes away. We're going to check on some other score updates for you. Mount Shasta taking on Wairika tonight. An update on that one. The Miners leading the Bears 14-0 at halftime there. And we mentioned that. Those are pretty much the score updates that we have, no different from the others. It's a beautiful, clear moon now that's up in the sky, shining over Enterprise, over Moynihan Field here at Community Stadium in Redding, California. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll be just about ready for the kickoff in the second half of our North State High School Football Game of the Week here on KCNR, brought to you by our friends at Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Redding at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at PirateSecret.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to our Game of the Week, brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. I'm Brent Weber. Toe meets leather. Enterprise kicking off to Lassen. Fielded at about the 18s. Fumbled around a little bit by Miles Ormachia. He gets it back up across the 20-25 before he's hit by a swarm of Hornet special teamers. In fact, it's going to be at about the 20. Well, I believe they'll place it on the 25. And that is where Lassen will take it over. First and 10 on their own 25 at 11:47 here in the third quarter, leading by an 18-7 score over the Enterprise Hornets. Thanks for joining us tonight in our Game of the Week. You're on KCNR at the beautiful Life of Football. Yeah, got a little warm this week, but hey, that's all right. First play off the wing tee, leaping over the right side, getting a couple of yards, three or four there on that play, was Nick Valdez, the senior back. Lassen moving left to right here this quarter in front of us. Wearing those, once again, the white jerseys with the purple numerals, black pants, purple helmets. Enterprise in the daunting black and gold, black uniforms, gold numbers. Off the left side, picking up 2-3. Just sticking his head down was Tevin Fowler, 5'11 junior. It was one of those where he stuck his shoulder pads down, and if he had been able to square up, he would have seen he might have had a seam to go a long way, but he lost his footing there. Close to the first down, it'll be third and one. But Lassen's chalked up some yardage after their first couple of series. You're going to go quick and up the gut. That's Brock Wolf for the first down. So three plays, first down. Now down to the 37-yard line with 10:36 to go.
Brock Wolf with the carry, first down and 10.
Nice crowd out here tonight. And wherever you're listening, we appreciate you tuning in.
Rodriguez making a tackle.
Counted Lassen Grizzlies. Of course, as we said, this is the 25th and final season that Tom St. Jacques will be in charge. They give it right side on the wing around. Pick it up a couple of yards. That was Valdez, actually. Gets it down to the 40. Well, next week, and week to week, we have a pretty good idea of the games that we'll be planning on doing. Next week, we'll be at UPrep. It is our schedule plan. You know, when we get later in the season, we'll pick the games largely, oftentimes, due to the, you know, the playoff implications. On this one, rolling left, it was never able to get past the coverage. Good penetration by the defense, and Wolf is dropped. Good coverage out there defensively for Michael Orozco. He's the big senior defensive end, 6'1", 194. I love the real poundage, right? 194. You don't round that up. You don't round that up, you don't round that down. If you're 194, you own it, right, Michael? Good pursuit. But he got him bunched up front. And they're looking to throw. up the middle. It's intercepted by Johari Johnson at the 45-yard line. Johnson comes up with the big play. They had pressure on the quarterback as he rolled left, and he kind of just threw it up there. Brock Wolf with his second interception of the season. And Enterprise gets the first turnover of the game. And for Johnson, he turned in one of the big defensive plays last week when he scooped up a fumble and ran in for a touchdown. We're expecting the big plays out of him on offense. He's just a sophomore. They go twins to the either side, single back right out of the gate, hustling right up to the line. Eli Cortinas gets two. Before I could even say Enterprise taking over with about 9 minutes, first and 10 on their own 45 after that interception. Okay, back to the pistol now. Actually, shotgun. Back to the right side of the quarterback. He gives it up the gut. Bashing to his left is Cortinas. Down across midfield, about the 49-yard line. So Enterprise coming out, showing a spread, so they're spreading it out. This would be their more of their traditional offense that we see from them. They've got Butcher. Actually had a tight end to the left, a slot to the right, man in motion from right to left, and wide outs on either side. Looking to throw, short drop, deflected, incomplete. A little dangerous. He had something on it. I mean, Embry has a great arm. We're seeing that. He's a stronger arm than I think people realize. It was deflected, incomplete. That was one of those where off of Butcher's hands, I believe, and you're concerned if you're Enterprise that it might have been picked off somewhere. So now quickly it's going to be fourth and four. They're showing punt back on his own 40 and kicking it. Is Pierce Embry a good one? They're going to let it. Lassen will let it bounce, and it will be downed on the 11-yard line. So Lassen, worst field position for them in this game, and they take it over with 7:50 to go. I'm going to keep it right here because everybody seems to be 7:50 to go here in the third. Hurrying up, everybody wants to get in a big hurry out there. So Enterprise was not able to take advantage of the turnover, but they at least send their defense out against a Lassen team that's backed up close to their own goal line. So ball placed just outside the 10, about the 11. Quarterback is in the pistol, rolling right, has coverage there in the flats. Almost intercepted. It would have been a pick six. Almost intercepted. That would have been a pick six. Jason Butcher was right there. He stepped in, and it just slipped through his hands. And I don't know that that was – that's not to say he should have caught it. It was just a bang-bang play. But he knows if he gets it, he's on the 9-yard line, 10-yard line. He's got a straight shot into pay dirt. So it's second down and 10. Again, just outside the 11, Lassen, and they're deep in their own territory. Quarterback snapped out of the pistol. Down the left sideline, diving incomplete. No penalty flags over there. Going to their speedy receiver down the left sideline. It was Miles Omachia. So now it'll be third and 10. I'm thinking with Lassen's special teams issues that they've had, although Wolf, I think, is a – we saw he can really punt. I wouldn't be surprised to see a draw play or something off the wing tee. Misdirection, just keep the ball on the ground. They're showing a man in motion left to right. They give it to the man in motion. He's brought down from behind. Nope, then hammered up front. Big hit is made up front by Kobe Joseph, finished the job. He was slowed down, and Joseph just barreled him over. So now, a loss of a couple of yards, or a yard, and that means that Brock Wolf will have to punt from his just about his own 1 yard line. Good snap. They're setting up the return. Good punt. We fielded at the 45. McNeil quickly covered up and dropped by the Lassen Grizzlies, Nicholas Rennan. And that is where Enterprise will take it over. First and 10, quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
While we were away from the 41-yard line, Cortinas gets the ball off the left side, goes around the tackle, beats a couple of would-be tacklers, and goes into the end zone with 6:52. It took 10 seconds, a one play, 10-second drive from the 41. But Eli Cortinas, with that big play ability that we've seen now in these 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, Enterprise has old Mo back on their side, momentum in the Hornets sideline now. Butcher to kick the point after, snaps down, kicks up, it is good, and it's an 18-14 game. Wow. We can't even send it away for a 30-second break. These teams are both getting at it, going right to it. And I think the fans like it. Wow. In the score update, looks like West Valley's on top of Red Bluff now, 33-6. Here, we've got us a game, and those three failed point after attempts, one a failed kick, and two failed two-point tries, certainly could come into play here in this game. It's an 18-14 Lassen lead. Obviously, Enterprise stepped in, made some big plays. Jahari Johnson with that big interception and the penetration on the defense, the pressure that they're putting on Embry really made that possible. And that's what they're going to need to do. So Miles Omachia is back deep to return the kick. Butcher kicking off for the Hornets. With 6:52 to go, toe meets leather, and he's going to hit a squibbler up the middle and up backfield to at the 25, following the wedge left side up the middle and trying to cut left, but brought down at about the 37-yard line. It was actually Osborne on the run up the middle. Osborne. And Lassen will take over. Pretty good field position. First and 10. On their own 40, with 6:46 to go here in the second quarter. So the big 41-yard touchdown run for Enterprise by Eli Cortinas has certainly got a little rumble going. Lassen comes back out looking to show pass out of that wing tee, but instead giving up the gut to Tavon Fowler. Fowler gets five.
Tavon Fowler with the carry. Live Anderson making a tackle.
Down across the 40, we'll call it the 45 and a half, about the 46. So second and four. They need to get to midfield for first down. Enterprise defense loading it up front. Loading up on the wing side, which is the right for Lassen. Quarterback out of the pistol. Follows his blocker off the left. Gets two, maybe three. And he's going to be short of the first. It'll be third down and about one. Now, you're definitely in a situation considering the way Lassen moved the ball in the second quarter that they would be in four down territory at this point. So they load up the wing. It's to the right. Quarterback keeper up the gut. Not sure. He's still on his feet, though, and has the first down. Whistle did not sound. It looked like he was going down, but he wound up picking up 4.5. They're going to move the chains for the first. Rock Wolf, a tough little cookie. 5:37. This is an 18-14 game. Enterprise. Snatching momentum back on the big touchdown run by Cortinas. Actually, on the big interception by Johari Johnson. But Lassen starting to show signs of getting their grizzly attack. Mowing up some yardage. Off the left side now again. Down to the 39-yard line of Enterprise. Second down and three. Hartman on the tackle. Wide out wide right is Aaron Ogburn. He's dangerous. He's in single coverage there, but they're going to give it to the second back through around the right side. That's Nick Valdez, and he has the first down, down to the 34-yard line of Enterprise.
Nick Valdez. Ball here.
Isaac Vang comes in on defense for Enterprise. Left side hash mark. They bunched up the backfield. Two there. Wing T to the right. Still on his feet, though, battling. I'll tell you, it's that second effort yardage, that yardage after the first hit, that is hurting Enterprise's defense on this particular drive. Tough guy to bring down, Fowler. Hartman on the stop. Mikey Hartman. It's about second down and two. They need to get to the 24-plus yard line. They give it to the second guy, Valdez. He has the first. Followed his blocker off the right side. Another first down. The chains are moving, and Lassen is getting in a rhythm. Fowler and Valdez in the backfield. They're flipping their wings. Middle of the field now, so no short side. Ogburn will be wide to your left. Two backs, the wings to your right. Quarterback, short drop. He wants to throw on first. Looks to the end zone for Ogburn. Ogburn actually pushed the defender. It appears to me it could be an offensive. Let's see. It looked like the ball was way, way uncatchable. But I'll be shocked if they call that on the defender. We'll just have to see. They're still kind of trying to work it out, but I think that's going to be on Ogburn. Yeah, it was on Ogburn. The play, and that just was one of those unnecessary ones. There wasn't a lot of contact there. And it was an overthrown ball. So that is going to put them back all the way. It'll be first and 25. Quarterback has a single back now. Two wide outs to the left. Inside handoff. Tavin Fowler goes to the right side. Still battling up the middle. Spinning. He's back near this first down. He's across the 20. A late hit, it looks like. Down to the 17. Something happened at the point of the whistle. Down near where the ball was, but Fowler with a good second, third effort. Again, whether or not it's fatigue at this stage, whatever it is, the Hornets are not wrapping them up. Let's see if we can get a better read this time from Don Milligan. Well, we got a little feedback going there, but looks like, was that two calls on that particular one? Either way, it's going to be a personal foul against Enterprise. And so that's going to give Lassen first and 10 from the 9-yard line. So these are the things that, you know, players, teams know. You've got to be able to correct those kind of mistakes. They give it to Fowler up the middle. He's battling, bouncing off one man, two men. He gets down near the goal line. And he is not in the end zone, but he is, oh, so close. Fowler just did a little bit of a racking ball up the middle. Not even a bowling ball. He was bouncing the pins. Masson looking to stay on top. Extend that lead. Fowler and Valdez. The quarterback's going to keep it. And it is indeed a touchdown. So I believe that was Brock Wolf just keeping it up the gut. And it's 24-14. So the one-yard run with 2:32 to go here in this third quarter. This quarter's moved slower. Makes it 24-14. Now they're going to try to kick the point after. Valdez is the one kicking it. He really gets this one off and gets it up, and it is good. So PAT makes it 25-14 with 2:32 to go in the third. Lassen answering. Enterprise now must do the same. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park on KCNR.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the Game of the Week, brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. I'm Brent Weber. Toe meets leather as Lassen. Another short kickoff fielded on the 30 up to the 39-40-yard line. That was Malijah Anderson on the return. And so Enterprise now, can they keep their offense moving with that 25-14 Lassen lead? Lassen's just, offenses just seem to be clicking. Enterprise made some adjustments at the start, but that last drive was what Lassen showed in that first half, the second quarter particularly. It looked a bit unstoppable. They didn't need to throw the ball that particular series. So now let's get back to action. Can the Grizzlies stop the Hornets? Pierce Embry still your quarterback. Cortinas is lone back in the backfield behind him in the pistol. They're on the left side hash mark. In motion is McNeil off the wing position. They toss it right. That's Cortinas. He's still on his feet, picking his way around the outside. Wrapped up, knocked down across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Closer to the 47. So it'll be a second down and 3 yards.
Second down and three.
So 2:27 to go. Officials trying to get the clock back moving. Now it is. Enterprise right side hash mark. They've got a slot to the left, wideouts on both sides. A reverse here to McNeil. He's going to do a forward pass off the reverse, which essentially was a shovel pass to Pierce Embry down the right sideline. It's complete, and he gets the first down to the 40. So it was a reverse, almost, dare I say, a flea flicker, not downfield, but he had Embry running in front of him, still was behind the line of scrimmage, and so he did a shovel over to the right sideline. That's a little razzle-dazzle. Down to the 41st and 10 Enterprise. Eli Cortinas, still the lone back. McNeil, you should know, who's in that slot off to the left, is the backup quarterback. They have a wing to the right. He goes in motion off the right side hash mark. Quarterback looking to pass. Has time. Can't find a receiver. Now Embry scoots right side, and he is brought down defensively by Josh Harlow. Big stop down on the sideline for Lassen. good, plenty of time back there, but they had good coverage in the backfield. And so that's the kind of defense we're talking about. Good decision, I think, by Embry to get out of the pocket and move. Can't stay back there all day. So they have trips now to the left at that loss. Second down and about 14. Ball's placed on the 44, right side hash mark. You've got a slot, a wide out, and then a flanker way out to the left. Now he's looking left, but then rolling right, finds a back cutting over. McNeil came off that slot, and it's complete at the 30. He scoots over to the down to the 26-yard line, 25, where he's knocked out of bounds. Left side was just a decoy. They got McNeil coming in off that wing. Staying on that right side hash mark. Staying with trips out to the left. Mitchoff is one of them. Johnson is one of them. Single back remains Cortinas. Now you've got a wing from the right getting the inside handoff, spinning around. That wing was actually Cortinas. He was, it slipped, switched the backs in the backfield. They'd moved Hartman into the fullback. So you got to know where Cortinas is at all times on the field. Both McNeil and Embry getting the play call in. Embry has it now. McNeil's going to be at the wing to the right. You'll have a wide receiver to his right. That's Wyatt Rivera, and then a wide out flank there.
Second down and 13.
Way to the right. Single wide out to the left is Johari Johnson. Single back is Cortinas. Looking to throw right side. That's Wyatt, I believe. It's complete. Picks up maybe two or three before he's knocked down. That was actually Michael Mitchoff who was up there, complete. And that's going to be the last play of the third quarter. They'll go to the other end of the field where Enterprise will have a third and 11 on their own 26. Take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. We're getting set to start the fourth quarter in what's turned into a pretty fun offensive game. Very few mistakes. One pass interception. Mistakes have come in the way of some penalties that have hurt Enterprise, I think, more than Lassen to this point, but it's just both teams have gotten their offenses going at times. Lassen's been a little more consistent, but Enterprise here in this second half getting it going, and now on third and 11, we're back to action. Wide open, McNeil, left side. It's complete. He's hit, beats his defender, and turns into the end zone. Touchdown, a 26-yard pass. From the gunner, Pierce Embry. And it's a 25-20 game. Zach McNeil with the reception. And now they're going to go kick the point after. At least that's what they're showing. Let's see. Are they going to? No. They're lining up to run it. With a 20-25 game, if you get two and home, then you make it a field goal difference. Right now, there's a defender up in the left slot who is not covered, but they're going to run the option right. Embry keeps, spun around, he's in for two. So they optioned it right. Embry gets the two-point conversion. And with 11-15... here in the game, it's 25-22. Enterprise has cut it down to three. Let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park on KCNR.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back. 11:52 to go in this game at Enterprise, and we have quite the football slugfest. 25-22, Lassen leads as Enterprise cuts that lead down to 3 with the touchdown and two-point conversion. So kickoff fielded about the 20 up to the 36-yard line. And that's where Lassen will have it, first and 10 on their own 36 with 11:47 to go. Now Enterprise, they came up with the one big interception. Can they come up with a big stop here? We shall see. That wing T, the aerial attack out of the wing T, certainly the big factor in the first half. And now Lassen using the fear of that and the wing T in their last drive. Now they're spreading it out a little more, going back to the pistol. Single back, wing to the right. Center of the field going forward, second effort. Gain of maybe one or two. Fowler on the carry. Mikey Hartman in on the stop. And Malijah Anderson there as well. I'm sure the fans really starting to get going. The student section making some noise. Gotta love that. Whoever you're cheering for, you love when the students get involved. 11:14 and counting down. Left side hash mark. Hornets bunched up on defense, but looking to throw, play action. Good throw right side. It's complete over there at about the 42-yard line across midfield to Aaron Ogburn. Good arm, good throw by Brock Wolf. Good, well-thrown ball on the money. A little soft on the coverage over there. And Ogburn, good hands. Ogburn out wide to the left right now. The wing is to the right, right side hash mark. They're going to give it off the left side behind the guard there. Kobe Rodriguez on the stop. Now it's Fowler. He comes up limping a little bit. He's been carrying kind of a load, and it did get hot this week. So some of these guys that might not have been feeling it last week in terms of dehydration, and I'd keep an eye on Fowler. I'm sure they are. He's kind of limping. He's the back of the field, in the up back. They're right side hash mark. They have a slot left and a wide out left. Throwing left, they've got a man open, just overthrown, incomplete. That was Miles Omachea, and he got past two defenders down the left side. Not sure if somebody bit on that or not, but I got to tell you, Fowler did not look good just watching him in the backfield. So let's see, he's on the wideout. Who's in the wideout position now for them? Looks like Bobby Robles right to the left. They give it up the middle. Fowler, oh, forget what I said. He's down across the 30, the 25, down to the 20. Now they'll say his knee hit at about the 23. So much for me saying he looked like he might be banged up or something. So they'll move the chains. Lassen once again, just this particular drive, like their last one, looking more like the Purple People Eaters of offensive years, where they just run it up your gut. This is Valdez this time, right side, follows his blocker, gets to close to the passed across the to the 22-yard line. So pick up of just a couple. Clock ticking down, getting close to 9:30.
Second and nine.
So now they'll come out right side, second down, and we'll call it eight. Right side hash mark wing is there. The quarterback's looking to throw, though, right away. Has a man seam up the middle, incomplete, rather running a post. The defender came in over him, McNeil, reaching up, and the receiver there, Ogburn, really wanted a penalty call. They were both, he was actually not going for the ball really as much as the defender was. If Ogburn, in that particular play, makes more of an effort because it was kind of an overthrown ball, he might have gotten the call. Not that he wasn't trying. Don't get me wrong. These are high school kids, but that's what the official might say. They give it up the gut. Fowler bounces it out left side. He sticks his head down, shoulder down, spun around, down to the 10. 3-4 Hornets needed to take him down. That was McNeil. Hartman in on that stop. So it's first and 10. Ball placed just inside the 11. It's about 10 and 2 feet. Left side hash mark. Lassen looking much like they did in their previous drive. 8:50. So they're wanting to just chew up time. 8:40 now on the clock. They've got the two backs wide out to the right. They give it to to the back off the right side. Is that Valdez? Touchdown, Lassen. And that was our first look at Eric Smith, a little 6-foot senior. He gets an 11-yard run. I thought that was Valdez for a moment, but really it all came down to the blocking in front of him there. With 8:32 to go, they're going to kick it again, I'm guessing. Valdez, he was not kicking their first couple of games a point after. They struggled with him. But now, and they had a bad situation on their first one. I don't think it was a good hold. But he gets this one up after making the last one, and that one is good. So PAT is good, and Lassen leads 32-22. As I said, 8:32 to go. All right, we'll take a quick 30-second timeout. It's become a bit of a slugfest. Let's see if Enterprise can answer. You're listening to the KCNR Game of the Week, brought to you by the Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
The Beaumont Boys, live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Just a couple of boys from Beaumont, Texas, who turned out to be country music icons. I got the key, she got the power. Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, back-to-back Friday, September 27th. Tickets on sale at WinRiver.com. You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Well, it has become quite the shootout here. Like I said, I prefer to call it a good old slugfest. Bottom line, Enterprise not going down without a fight. And Lassen not going down so far. They've found their mojo. I'd say it's who's got the ball that has momentum now. Up the middle, Johnson fields the kickoff at about the 30. Jahari gets up to the 40 on the return. Again, Enterprise decent field position. And if they can just stick to the game plan, no mistakes. You know they've shown the ability to mix it up. So let's see. Enterprise, Hornets, moving left to right here on Moynihan Field at Community Stadium. Pierce Embry has been solid tonight when he's had time or had receivers. Inside handoff is given to Cortinas, who came off the wing to the right, moving to his left, gets around the corner, picks up two. But any time he touches it and can turn that corner at speed, if he is at full rev, if his revolution is going, we've seen he's got the ability to break it. Johnson comes out. I think it's going to be an equipment issue. Wyatt Rivera, Jason Butcher, receivers on one end. Mitch off up to the left. No bats. Now in motion off a slot was Cortinas. The quarterback fakes it to him, then keeps it. A nice run, first down, down across the 40, spun down at the 37-yard line. Nice run, good fake by Embry. You assumed he was going to give it to Cortinas off the wing, and the defense overplayed, and voila, Pierce Embry gets the first, and then some. He's got a good step, good couple of steps. So no signs of any of that injury from last week either. They are more dangerous when McNeil is able to be a weapon on offense as well, not necessarily quarterback. Embry throwing on first down, overthrows Butcher on the sideline about the 30. Takes a little bit of a shot on the play from Cody Agee on the coverage. Bobby Robles was there as well. So it was good coverage. It was one of those, if you can go up there and catch it, we're going to get it, but I'm not going to throw into the double coverage there. Jahari Johnson back into the game. He's going to be in a slot to the left. That's their short side, moving left to right. They have another slot to the right, a flanker, and a wide receiver. Now that slot to the right goes in motion to the left. That's Cortinas. He cuts it upfield off the left tackle, down across the 30, across the 25, the 20, see where he went out of bounds. Cortinas just got those legs a-pumping. Got the revolution going. And when he revved up, there he went. Bring those chains. It'll be first and 10 from the 19. So both teams really starting to get the mojo going on offense. Quarterback, slips through his feet. He's going to have to roll right, maybe get rid of it. Nope, he's still on his feet, finally brought down. Nathan Biggs dropped him there. So it'll be second down about the good five and a half, maybe six. Second down and 16. 6:31 and going down. This is the scenario that hurt Enterprise in the first half when Lassen was getting some pretty good penetration. Again, penetration here. Again, they drop Embry before he has a chance to do anything. So a nice big stop there. Not sure who that was. Elijah Morales on the stop, maybe? Was it Hart? No, yeah, I believe it was. Again, no huddle for Enterprise. Trips to the left. Slot and wide out to the right. No backs. Looking to throw. Crossing over the middle, just behind, incomplete. He had McNeil slanting in. Excuse me, that was Butcher at about the 15, and it's incomplete. Boy, he just threw it just a little behind him. But it was just a good slant in. And now everybody's looking in for the sign. Again, same guys, same places. They're putting Cortinas at a wing to the left. Now they bring Johnson back down to the right, along with Butcher and one other wideout. And a wideout to the left. Looking to throw. Fourth down, going to go for it. They get big pressure. He's on his feet, finally brought down at the 38, 39-yard line. Elijah Morales with the big stop up the gut. They just never let him go, never had any chance. It was a long, long attempt. Now we've got a flag. Enterprise offense taking a knee out there. It otherwise would be, or is that their defense taking it? Because it should be last and ball on downs. It was 4th and 19. Not sure what the call is. And I can see over on the sideline that one of Lassen's spiritual leaders over there, trying to keep them all fired up. Nicholas Renan is telling his teammates, hey, come on, come on, come on. So let's hear it. So you could not hear that because, but there was a dead ball foul at the end of the play against Lassen. So it'll still be Lassen's ball. So Lassen will take it over. Where will they set the marker up? It'll be first and 10. The ball's going to be placed at the 23-yard line. So Lassen ball, first and 10 at their own 23 with 5:27. And Enterprise is going to have to keep their eye on that clock. Their defense has to take a stand. Lassen has been somewhat unstoppable at times in this last couple of quarters, three quarters, in fact. And they're showing power. They're showing the old school wing tee. Give it to the second guy in the backfield. That's Valdez. Right side, he has three. And they just want that clock to just tick, tick, tick down to 5:10 now. You can hear the band's really going at it now, trying to get the Hornets fired up. Lassen, where they're different is they run a hurry up to a degree, but they do huddle. But since they're running a wing T where they oftentimes will just bunch up the offense that way, it's a little misdirection. Valdez off the right side. He's arm tackled there in a flag. Might be a late hit. Might be something late going on there. Look like Cortinas might have been on that hit defensively. Now let's see. Oh, they got a face mask on one of the Enterprise defenders. Actually, I believe that might have been on the tackle, Malaysia Anderson. And so they're going to march off some big yards. Lassen will get a break. They get a first. They'll have it first and 10 on their own 44. With 4:35, and now the count, the clock is ticking now. Ogburn, your dangerous receiver, is wide to the left. Wing is to the right, two backs behind the quarterback. They give it on an inside handoff to Valdez. He spins, he's still on his feet across the 45 into Enterprise territory. Eric Smith on the carry, checking that, down to the 44. It'll be first and 10. Lassen. Enterprise's defense a little gassed, I think, here. Both teams have guys that go both ways. But the Heat certainly has got to have a factor on both teams. And Lassen has been the only mistake, really, was that in terms of turnovers, interception. Both teams have made some penalties. Committed some mistakes in that regard. They give it to Smith, who's in at the tailback now. He's got some fresh legs. Beats his man around the corner right side. Has a first across the 30 down to the 27-yard line. And so Lassen with some fresh legs at that tailback position. Now Valdez coming back in. So they're kind of mixing and matching to keep him fresh. .338 now. The chains have moved forward. They're set. Ogburn goes wide right. Right side hash mark. Wing is to the left this time. They give it right side again. This time it looks like Valdez is going to hold the football tight, get down inside the 10 or to about the... Didn't quite get to the 10. down to the 12-yard line to get a mark it. And Enterprise is going to use one of their timeouts here on defense because they got to get some oxygen. They've got to get their defense bowed up and ready to go because Lassen is just chewing up that Enterprise turf out there. 3:31 to go. We'll take a quick break. Lassen up 32-22. Enterprise needing to make a defensive stand here. Your game of the week brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
So again, Fowler out of the game. Smith in the game, and he gets the give off the right side on the misdirection. Big hole there, and Lassen gets the 12-yard touchdown run by Eric Smith. I mentioned earlier that Fowler was showing some signs of maybe hurting a little bit, so they brought Smith in to work with Valdez, and that time he just had a big hole on the little misdirection give. And with 3:26 to go now, it's a two-score lead, 38-22. The snap's down, the kick is up, and this one is blocked. So the PAT fails. And 38-22, just like that. Lassen, I think they've just about digested old Mo. I don't know if Enterprise would have to come up with a couple of big plays. But there's 3:26 now on the clock, I see. And that should be plenty of time to find out whether or not we're where we stand in this one. Let's keep it right here, see if we can bring in a couple of other scores. Is Enterprise talking things over, both teams on the sideline. Checking our scoreboard out there. What we do have for you, we've given you some finals from earlier. We'll try to get some of the others that are still going on. Paradise looks like it is a final, 49-0 over Sparks. East Nicholas beat Bradshaw Christian, 14-6. Fall River over Maxwell, 37-12. Gridley beat Central Valley 36-22. Biggs over Los Molinos 20-8. Foothill whipping Carson 49-24. West Valley that's in the fourth. Also in the fourth, West Valley leading Red Bluff 53-14. We'll have all the latest scores for you in the postgame show. So now let's see what Lassen's going to do. They're going to hit another squibbler up the middle. That's Evan Madden with the kick. Fielded again by Johari Johnson. He's trying to beat his men out around the left side. Across the 40, 45, he spun, flipped around as he's tackled on the other Lassen sideline. Good field position for Enterprise. He gets back up quickly, so he's fine. And with 3:15 to go, again, decent field position for Enterprise. First and 10 on their own, 47. Now, if you're Enterprise, you're thinking, boy, now would be the time for a big play because you're going to need to score twice. Lassen showing their normal defense. Enterprise is spreading it out now. No I formation in this scenario. Looking to pass to the right now, rolling. He's looking, throwing, cutting back in, making the catch, and dropped at about the 40-yard line after the first down is Wyatt Rivera, but Embry was rolling when he didn't have Rivera on his first route. He curled back in. Good improvisation on the route by Rivera. Single back blocking is Cortinas. We assume trips to the right, flanker to the left, wide out to the left. Again, dropping straight back to throw. Behind the receiver, it's complete or not, is it? Yes, indeed. That was Johari Johnson with a nice catch down around his ankles at the 24-yard line. So Enterprise, two plays, they move the chains. So that's the Hornets spread. Let's see what we got. Looking to throw again. Again has time. single coverage man in the end zone, a little bumping out there, but nothing to throw a flag about. Incomplete. It was well overthrown. That was Johnson, I believe. He has what you call a catch radius. He's got good vertical ability, but he also has good hands to bring in the ball when he's in single coverage. Aaron Ogburn is the guy out there covering him. He gives up some size. They're looking right now at a pass on this one. It's a cross in. Hit as he catches it is Johnson. He's dropped at about the 10-yard line, and boy, that one stung. He got the wind knocked out of him there for sure. He's rolling. He spun around on the ground a little bit, but he's hurting. And I think it was just as much as anything that it was just one of those bang bangs. And I believe that was, I'm not sure who it was in the coverage, but they also had a penalty on Rannon. So it's going to be a first down either way. The staff and medical staff out checking on Jahari. Again, he was kind of rolling around a little bit. Women, are they going to call that against Enterprise? I'm watching the change now. No, they're moving. They're going back to the original line of scrimmage. So I'm not exactly sure what the call is. Johnson's on his feet. He just took a big lick. And I'm not sure who it was came across and hit him. But he took a big, big lick. We've got a huge penalty. Okay, I missed that one. They marched off 15. Well, from where he caught that football, I don't know if that was ruled incomplete or just a penalty. Either way, it must have just been a 15-yard penalty on the play because then it's so Johnson's great catch goes all for naught. It's second and 25 now. And let's see if Don Milligan's going to tell us again. Well, either way, the play was negated. And now Pierce Embry's got to lead his team on a second and 25. Looking to throw. They've got some pressure. He leaves the pocket, goes right. He's wrapped up and dropped for a loss. That was Nathaniel Biggs who wrapped him up and put him down. Also got some pressure up there from Bradley Woods. Now Lassen, I think, is going to call a timeout. Let's see. With 2:05 to go, who called the timeout? No, it is Enterprise. Enterprise calls the timeout with 2:05 to go. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to the Game of the Week brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park on KCNR.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR. North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Well, it was 18-7 at half. It's now 38-22. Lassen has maintained that lead. Enterprise had a big drive going and a couple of tough penalties now. They're hit again, a penalty and then a sack, third and 25 now. And nothing doing. Drops back to pass and again is just wrapped up. And dropped for another loss, this one of about 4 yards. Nathan Biggs again in there. That he's rolling right and that left side defensively is just coming, is just able to make the penetration and get to Embry. And the clock's just ticking now, the minute 45-44. Embry had quite a bit of time in the early parts of this down, as Lassen was going a little more prevent in the coverage, dropping back, but now they started to bring more guys. Now they're going to do
where they bring just those four up front. They run a base 50, but they're just now running four up front on third and 25. So Embry has some time. No, now he's flushed out, has to roll right. He's trying to throw down the field, and it's picked off at about the 13-yard line. Flag is thrown down there. Zane Osborne with the interception, and I'm not sure what the flag will be, but it was after the pick that I saw it thrown. And that was one where Pierce Embry, you figured he was going to have time, but they were able to get some pressure on him anyway. Nevis got through. And then he flushed right, had his receivers coming back, and it just sailed on him a little bit. Sear the penalty now. Let's hear what this is. So it's a personal foul after the interception, I believe. And it was against Lassen. Excuse me. I should probably tell you that part, shouldn't I? So they march it, move them back. Either way, it's going to be first and 10. Lassen has the ball with a minute 5 to go. And now they're just going to take a few knees. There's one, the victory formation. And the clock will tick. Enterprise is out of those timeouts now.
Brock Wolf with the nail down.
And it's going to wind up being the tip of the cap to the Grizzlies on this one when it's all said and done. They're going to let the clock tick down as far as they can, but Enterprise won't touch it again. They needed a big play, unfortunately. Big penalty cost them, and that's really been the story for Enterprise the first couple of weeks. All the good deeds can be undone, or seemingly be undone. Not trying to be negative for Hornets fans, but they were certainly in this game and made some of their own mistakes. Now the clock's going to tick as another kneel down, and the time will expire, and our final will indeed be 38-22, the final score. As Enterprise once again shows some great signs on offense, but unable to complete the comeback against a very good-looking Lassen team, one with multiple weapons, and certainly when they needed to run and eat up the clock, they did. When they needed to be able to pass the ball out of their formation, the wing T formation, they did that as well. So this one goes to the visiting Lassen Grizzlies, 38-22. All right, we'll be back with a recap and a rundown of other scores in the North State in just a moment. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KCNR.
I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. And Bruce, there's some tax credits that are coming to an end.
That 30% federal tax credit has been around for a number of years now, and it's starting to ramp down. And this is the last year of the 30%, full 30% federal tax credit.
And Powerhouse Solar sells and installs generators?
I'm a C10 electrical contractor, and we've been doing a lot of generators this summer. A lot of people just want to have the security to be able to stay in their home when PG has these rolling blackouts. And if there's a fire or for other reasons, it just gives the customer security to know that they can stay in their home.
And Bruce, what's the difference between renting and owning your power?
When you're a utility customer, it's like you're renting power. When you have a solar system by Powerhouse Solar, you're not only, you know, making a payment to an asset that you own, but you're stopping the ever-increasing rates of PG&E or REU. So that's the beautiful thing about having solar, is that you are now an owner of your power that you produce, as opposed to being a renter of power.
Come see the design showroom at Powerhouse Solar, 4616 Caterpillar Road. Call 275-5600 or powerhousesolar.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PalosHidroDentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Well, that's your final score, and it's not a happy feeling if you're an Enterprise fan. The Lassen Grizzlies were just simply able. They made fewer mistakes in terms of penalties. They certainly showed the line surge on defense when they needed it, and they were able to consistently move the football from the second quarter on. And in the game, they're able to post that final score of 38-22. It was a 14-7 game at halftime. Let's try to give you a recap where we can of the big events in this one. Lassen scored first. And, they took the 6-0 lead with 3:35 to go in that first quarter when Brooke Kelly, first of two touchdown passes that he had in this one, Brock Wolf, 21 yards to Tavin Fowler. Fowler left the game late. I think he probably just was a little bit winded. Maybe his leg looked like it might have been banged up a little bit, but the damage was already done by him at that point. It gave him a 6-0 lead. The one thing that they didn't do well was get the point after. So it was 6-0 then. Second quarter got a little exciting. A 27-yard run by Eli Cortinas made it 7-6. Enterprise had the lead for the first and only time on the night at that point. And then, unfortunately for Enterprise fans, Lassen bounced right back. They got the 3-yard touchdown run by Wolf. They did not get the point after. And with 3:51 to go in the first half, it was 12-7. Lassen scored one more time on a 7-yard touchdown pass, again to Fowler. The PAT failed again, and with 13 seconds to go, it was 18-7 Lassen. In the third, a big interception by Jahari Johnson seemed to swing old momentum to Enterprise. And at that point, they did not take advantage right away. In fact, Enterprise would score in the third with 6:52 to go. A big play, a 41-yard run by Eli Cortinas, and we've seen some terrific efforts by him. He was well over another 100-yard game again tonight, unofficially. I don't have his stats. We'll keep an eye on the Twitter feed to see what we can come up with that, but certainly another very good running effort for him tonight. 125 yards, according to ShastaCountySports.com, on 17 carries and two touchdowns. So that made it an 18-14 game. And Lassen had the bell now tolling. What would they do? And certainly they did indeed answer. They took a 24-14 lead and then 25-14 on a 1-yard run by Brock Wolf, and they did get the point after. And that kind of seemed to take some of the wind out of the sails of the Enterprise Hornets, but that certainly didn't show that they were going to quit. A 26-yard pass put them in the end zone. Embry got the 2-point run, and all of a sudden the Hornets are back in business, and it was 25-22. They got it down to a field goal with 11:52. That was into the fourth quarter. McNeil scored on that touchdown play, the touchdown pass. But they just could not ultimately find a way, the Hornets defense, to stop Lassen. Lassen stuck largely to the ground. They got a boost with Eric Smith coming into the game. Fowler came out. I think Fowler was beaten up a little bit, as I mentioned. Hopefully he'll be all right. Just you never want to see a kid get hurt. But with those fresh legs, Smith was able to turn the corner a couple of times. He got the 11-yard touchdown run. Lassen up 10 at that point, 32-22. And then Smith again would score the final time, 38-22. They missed that last point after. Enterprise was moving. They needed two scores, but a big penalty negated what was an impressive-looking drive, and hopefully he's going to be okay, and I have to feel Jahari Johnson will be, but he got leveled on a on a crossing route that looked like it was going to be a first down down in the red zone, but it was brought way back by a 15-yard penalty, and that's what killed Enterprise. According to Shasta County Sports, Cortinez, we mentioned to you, had 125 yards on 17 carries, but Embry was sacked eight times. We mentioned the penetration of that Lassen defense, and you can't blame Embry when you're getting brought down that many times. They scored 8 points in six trips inside the Lassen 25, and that's not good enough for Enterprise as well. And those are things that they know they'll have to work on. As much as anything, they ran into a very good, I think, Lassen team. They're going to be tough in their Northern League. Of course, once again this year, they have their hands full, of course, in that league, as we all do know. But in the big picture, Enterprise, no steps back, but no steps forward tonight for the Black and Gold. You've got to look ahead for them. They play next at North Highlands next week. And they have some work to cut out for them to see if they can bounce back. The Lassen Grizzlies, we'll have to check their schedule. I didn't write down what their next game will be, but, well, we'll figure that out in a minute. Let's run down what scores we do have for you on the scoreboard. We'll first give you some of the latest that we're able to find. Looks like, yeah, Yreka held off Mount Shasta. Shasta battled back. They were trailing, but they wind up winning it, beating Mount Shasta 20-15, a final score there. Shasta has some things to overcome. They were in the game at half, but Elk Grove's blew them out in the second half, 50-14. It was a 7-7 game at the midway point, so Elk Grove beat Shasta 50-14. Corning stops a 2-point conversion attempt by Oroville in the closing seconds, and they win at 34-33. Wow, big stop. Offensive game at Central Valley. Gridley beat Central 36-22. Arden Anderson, 34 points. This according to the Gridley Athletics Twitter feed. Shasta County Sports, remember, also we reminded you have given us quite a few scores on their feed as well. Get you some other ones as we line up. We mentioned that 34-33 Corning win. Let's head back. Oh, here we go. The Vikings do wind up beating River Valley 35-14. Orland shut out Willows 40-0. Paradise beat Sparks out of Nevada 49-0. Nevada, and now Paradise undefeated on this season. It's going to be some kind of special year for them, and big one there. We'll look at some of the other scores just coming into us on the bigger scoreboard. We mentioned earlier, repeating, Chester beat McLeod. That was a 57-0 final. Hayfork over Westwood, 56-12. Sparta over WSCA, 45-21. WSCA will be at UPrep in a couple of weeks. Sutter was leading over Benicia, but we don't have a final there. East Nicholas did defeat Bradshaw Christian, 14-6. Maxwell fell at home to Fall River, 37-12. Biggs beat Los Molinos, 20-8. We already told you that Gridley down Central Valley, 36-22. Pierce leading Williams, 38-12. That one's late. Foothill in a big scoring game, leading Carson, 56-31. That one's late. West Valley is going to roll to another win. They're topping Redlaw, 53-14. That's a fourth quarter score. Live Oak downing Hamilton, 45-12. Orland with that shutout we mentioned over Willows, 40-0. Portola beat Modoc in a low-scoring game, 13-6. And the Lions of Edna looking tough in their eight-man play, 46-0 over Weed at Weed. Pleasant Valley, we mentioned, beat River Valley, 35-14. That is indeed a final. Highlands leads Wheatland, 30-27 late. Rio Vista leads Winters, 21-20 late. Chico has edged Yuba City, 30-28. That final score there in Chico. Elk Grove, we mentioned, beat Shasta, 50-14. And UPrep, where we plan to be next week, will be taking is leading Clear Lake, 47-19. That's our game next week. We will be at University Prep. The Panthers will have their hands full I believe, unless they've changed the location of that game. And they may indeed have changed the location of that game. So we'll give you more information. We're probably going to have to change the location of our game of the week next week. How about that, people? Isn't life exciting that way? They're originally supposed to be home against Colusa. Now it looks like they are going to be on the road. So we'll keep you posted on what our game of the week will be next week. There's a lot of good ones for us to choose from. So that's a look at what we have for you on the scoreboard tonight. Recapping once again our story here from Moynihan Field at Community Stadium in Redding, California, on the campus of Enterprise High School. The Lassen Grizzlies out of Susanville make the long trek, and they get the upper hand on their longtime foes, the Enterprise Hornets. The final score, 38-22, the Grizzlies, with a big defensive effort and a lot of pressure on the Enterprise quarterback, Pierce Embry, post their second win of the year. Lassen improves to 2-1. Hornets looking for that first victory of the season. They are now 0-2. I'd like to thank you for joining us tonight on our broadcast and thank our good friends at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Be sure and get your membership for yourself, your family, your loved ones. It's a great place to be throughout the year. That's the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thanks to them for sponsoring our game tonight. Your producer this evening, and once again, job well done by Jared King. Thanks to the Bott family for also making these broadcasts possible. I'm Brent Weber, reminding you one more time, the final score 38-22. Be sure and join me on Wednesday night, Scorecard Scribblings, my weekly interview program. We'll hear from coaches of high school football games for next week, and usually have some other fun guests. Last week I had Ron Adams, the Golden State Warriors assistant coach, was my guest on the show. So hope you can tune in on Wednesday nights from 6 to 7, and we'll keep you up to date on our Game of the Week location as this week does indeed go on. All right, until next Friday night, that's the final from Moynihan Field, 38-22, Lassen over Enterprise. I'm Brent Weber. We'll see you next week at the stadium.
Whole thing, the game they were playing, taking everybody in Trump's orbit down viciously as possible over something that didn't happen, and that is the campaign, the Trump campaign and Trump colluding with Russia, all fake, all a lie, 2.5 years of insanity over a setup, a lie, a sham, a fraud, an attempted coup, as it is often being called now. The tactics and the techniques used by McCabe and Comey should absolutely be brought to bear right now. And McCabe should be looking at the full force of the law. Look, he should be held to a much stricter standard anyway than anybody like Papadopoulos or Roger Stone, because he is one of the most high-ranking law enforcement officials in Western civilization, and it appears as though he's abusing his power, arrogantly lying under oath, and targeting people for political reasons, just to scratch the surface. Now, let's threaten him and his son. You know, they're threatening to put other people's children in prison over trumped up charges. So let's go ahead, Andrew McCabe. Do you have any kids? Because I don't care if they're 9. They could be looking at juvenile prison for cheating on tests at school or something. We're going to waterboard your children. We're not going to waterboard your children. But let's treat McCabe exactly the same way that Papadopoulos was treated, that Stone was treated, that Flynn was treated, General Flynn was treated. Thank you very much. Because that would be fair. And I think fairness is the order of the day. Now, when I say fair, here's what I mean.
you look at the crimes that he committed, you look at the maximum number of years, and he's three times under oath lied, plus a fourth time apparently not under oath, lying, misleading, deceiving the FBI, which is potentially at least a fourth violation of law. Let's look at them as pressing the most severe charges, and usually you can find more than one charge to press for each instance of lying under oath. So you have three instances of lying under oath. How many years for each? 5 to 10 for a lying? Let's say he's looking at 30 years in prison. I'm going to say you're looking at 30 years in prison, plus for the fourth thing, and what's behind door number two. We're going to throw the book at you, and you start tightening the screws. And then you start asking him questions. Well, who was it that was driving the train on this sham, the FISA courts using Hillary Clinton's opposition research obtained from Putin, from Putin's intelligence operation that you fed into the political bloodstream? Who was James Comey the person? Was John Brennan the person? And then when you get the next weasel up the corrupt government chain, you start putting the screws to them, too. It's the old mafia technique, you know? And that's what remember, the news media loved it when this was happening to Trump. Well, this is what they do with organized crime and the mafia. This is, okay, all right. That's good. Well, that was with guys like Roger Stone and George Papadopoulos, who aren't senior law enforcement officials, FBI officials, Department of Justice officials, FISA court officials, CIA officials. Where the hell is John Brennan? I've got a videotape of James Clapper lying under oath. I've got videotape of Comey lying under oath on Capitol Hill, lying under oath very directly. He didn't know anything. He didn't know nothing about birth and no babies. He didn't know anything about spying on the Trump surveillance of the Trump campaign, because spying is not surveillance, remember, which is another weaselly lie from someone who lies a lot. Very comfortable lying. They're very comfortable lying, these people. So I want to get into that, because that is big stuff. Big stuff. And CNN hired the guy, McCabe, like 2 weeks ago, because they like liars. They say, well, here's a confirmed liar. He'll fit right in over here. Let's pay him lots of money to come in and be a liar for us. This is big stuff. Provided, actually, is handled the same way that it was handled when we were investigating the Trump campaign. That's all I ask. Just no more aggressive than the investigation of the Trump. No more aggressive techniques or tactics, just the same techniques and tactics. And if that doesn't happen, then I'm not going to be very happy with my country at all. And I mean that. Crying out loud. Then we got Donald Trump versus Al Green. You know this Al Green guy? He's not the singer. He's this guy. He's not a good-looking man, this guy. You got to see him. We got crazy. We got Jerry Nadler. We got Chuck Schumer. This is a great story. The Clintons and the DNC training anti-talk radio seminar callers in the 1990s. Thousands of them trained up by the Maoists, the Democrats, and the Clintons. And the Washington Free Beacon has the goods on them. They've got the documentation. And now, thanks to the Free Beacon, I do too, coming up today.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-383-0687.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-383-0687. That's 1-800-383-0687.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard, the bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
My digestive system used to make me feel sluggish. Now I feel great. That's because I increased my fiber intake with the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge, and I'm still hooked. I just took Metamucil every day for 14 days. It's really that easy. Metamucil traps and removes the waste that weighs you down, so you feel lighter and more energetic. Now I never want to go back to that heavy feeling. Are you ready for the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge? For a coupon and daily support, sign up at Metamucil.com today. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
No company wants to be involved in an international dispute, but when disagreements arise, you need expertise at your side. Take a closer look at ICDR, the International Center for Dispute Resolution. Backed by the longevity and strength of the American Arbitration Association, the ICDR is the world's leading provider of cross-border dispute resolution services, handling more cases than any other institution. Find out why global expertise matters. Visit ICDR.org.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Shots on all kinds of great stuff. Beto O'Rourke is a gun grabber extraordinaire. He thinks it's a red, white, and blue. It's all American to seize your guns because he's George Orwell's nightmare. Kamala and Beto are very upset they didn't get to talk about baby killing more. Very upset. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sylvie calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Sylvie.
Hola. Yes, you know, I just wanted to comment, Chris, on on Lindsay Davis, one of the moderators, and how she teed up a beautiful ball for Harris, and, you know, she was asked by Davis about her California prison reform and criminal justice decisions. And she said to her, you know, you were wrong there. Were you wrong there then? And are you right now? So she's already teeing that up for her. So she gave her 2-minute or minute 15-second platform, and then David Muir went on to another candidate altogether with another question. No one challenged Harris. There was no follow-up. There was absolutely nothing. And if Tulsi Gabbard had been there, she would have taken on Harris, and that's why the DNC didn't want Gabbard on that stage.
They want to create the false perception of unity and not have them at each other's throats. There was one moment early on where there was a bit of back and forth, and Boot Edge jumped in and said, this is exactly what the American people don't want to see. And the crowd clapped a little, and then, you know, and look, of course, Sylvie, they don't ask follow-ups. So that's why they're not, the Democrats refuse to cooperate with Fox News, do a debate on Fox News. For 2 years, this thing goes on. They run from Fox News. But when they have something on ABC, they've got George Stephanopoulos, who's, of course, a lifelong Democrat Party official, now posing as a multi-million-dollar journalist. You've got Jorge Ramos. And Jorge Ramos, I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched a big chunk of it, though. Jorge Ramos was, I mean, the guy is like an intense lunatic. He's a radical. He's a kook. He's a nut. And he's a Trump-hating fanatic. Which is, of course, why ABC picked him to be on their panel of outstanding, excellent journalists. Also, you notice Lindsay Davis asked mostly race questions. Mostly race. Hey, she's the race question girl.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to wavecleanwater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances. Without using salt, well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE. 1-888-973-WAVE. Or go to wavecleanwater.com. That's wavecleanwater.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
A library card is the first step toward lifelong learning. Today's libraries provide more than just books. From story times, family game nights, and cooking classes, to opportunities to borrow audiobooks and museum passes, there's something for everyone at the library. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, the perfect time to explore what your library has to offer. Visit your library or ilovelibraries.org today.
Sponsored by the American Library Association.
America is 243 years old. Is that 243 years old? I think that's right. America is 243 years old. If you add up Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, they're 224 years old. I'm just saying, you know, it's experience. It's seasoning. We should be very grateful. We have such people. They're like the beef jerky of politics. Well, speaking of which, now wait a minute. Now this was terrifying. Did anybody see yesterday? See Elizabeth? Nancy Pelosi. Did you see? She's back from break, and I think she's been at face camp or something. She this was frightening. She looks like she survived a fiery crash at the Indianapolis 500 or something. Looks like she was in the capsule in Apollo 1. You got to see. Something terrible happened to her while she was on break, and it was frightening. I saw her. I thought there was something wrong. She looks like Emmett Kelly. Does anybody remember Emmett Kelly? He's a famous old clown. And with he got the big eyebrows going way up on his forehead and stuff. She had a lot of work done, and nothing moves anymore. I don't think she can blink. You know, she's had kind of like a ball of flesh on the back of her head because it was pulled back a long time. And not that there's anything wrong with that. That's all fine. Everyone should do everything they can to look their best. But she looks like the kind of face you see if you're out in the street and you bend over and peek in the storm drain, and you see Nancy Pelosi's face like a terrifying clown face. She looks like it. And it lives in the storm drains, right? It lives below the streets. And Nancy Pelosi, not to put too fine a point on it, her face, it looks like it hurts. It's, honestly, I feel for her. She should probably be suing somebody. I mean, she's obviously had work done over the break. She had work done. And she looks like a clown. You think I'm funny? Like a clown? Are you looking at it? Michael's looking at it for the first time now. And it's kind of terrifying. She does look like she's 22, but that's another. Well, parts of her look like she's 22, but it is. I mean, honestly, it looks like her face was done by Pixar. I think she didn't. They do animated films. They picks her. It looks like, honestly, her face was done by Steven Spielberg. I don't think she went to that's not Botox. That's something other. Something funny happened there. That's a new level altogether. And her face was like Amblin Entertainment. Got a kid on a bicycle riding across her forehead. It's... Honestly, it was. Are we going to post something on that? We're going to, or Ellie, you're posting it right now. Victoria is posting right now, and it's even scarier when it moves. There are still photos. It's like the opposite of the Sundance Kid. It's not better when it moves. It's frightening. You can see when she's talking and stuff. It's more frightening because you can see that the only thing she's like Clutch Cargo face. Just her lips are moving and nothing else. It's like Clutch Cargo. Spinner and paddle foot. I think she's got people in the trunk of her car. Honestly, and Michael's watching it now. And it is, I mean, her eyes, it's, all right, I'm done. It was terrifying, though. When I saw it yesterday, I gasped out loud. I was by myself in the room, and she popped up and went, Faces like that are normally seen in storm drains. No, but it looks good on you. Hey, this hat ought to come in a bowl of soup. Oh, but it looks good on you. Wow. Great stuff. Jerry Nadler thinks he's going to impeach Trump. They haven't decided what the charges are. Something nebulous about the Mueller report, you know, which I guess they're finding new things in the Mueller report. And Jerry the Penguin. Who did I saw yesterday? Somebody else that was, it was on the television show The Five on the Fox News Channel. Did you see that? They had at the end of the show, a penguin walked out on stage. You know, penguins are generally little fellas, and it was about a foot and a half high. And the penguin walked out on stage, and I think it was, Greg, Gutfeld said, "Oh, look, it's Jerry Nadler." I'm like, hey, come on. But in any case, the penguin. Quack, 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 quack. Jerry Nadler, who is the penguin, the Burgess Meredith version, not the Danny DeVito version. And he is apparently still a member of Congress and the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Amazing as that sounds. And he's using all this bizarro freakazoid language. Really, it's just the party of bizarro freakazoid people. It honestly is. They don't know what their genders are anymore. They think this Yang guy, and he seems like one of the more normal people among them. He really does. He said, I've said this before about him. And who was the other one? The John Delaney. He's out of it. He seemed like a relatively normal person, too. Too normal for the Democrats. He's a guy you could have dinner with and talk about stuff, and you might not agree on everything, but you'd have a perfectly nice time, Delaney. Yang is a little eccentric, his big thing is that he's going to give everybody $1,000 a month, which is totally pimp. I mean, yeah, how pimp is that? I don't think anybody in the history of politics has ever been that pimp before. We're going to take government money. I'm going to give each of you $1,000, not one time, but every month. Come on. No commie dictator, no fascists, no fraudster ever came up with a scheme that crazy before. But now he's got it on the table, and he's like, you think about that. I don't know how much a Mercedes costs, but I think you could probably buy a Mercedes-Benz, right, with $1,000 a month. Because then they're going to tax you on it, I guess, and take half of it back because that makes sense. But $1,000 a month, I think you could buy a Mercedes and your monthly payment on a Mercedes and a bag of dope. I think that's the vote that he's going for, I think. Dude, I'm going to get the Tesla. I'm getting the Tesla and an ounce of dope every month thanks to Andrew Yang. Yeah, Yangster, the Yang man. And he's out. He doesn't know it, but he's out. Most of them are actually out. I think Elizabeth Warren is going to be, if I had to flip a couple of coins right now, Elizabeth Warren, I think, will probably end up being there. They're going to have to get rid of the old white guys. They hate old white guys. They hate everything about that phrase, old white guys. And they're going to destroy those guys. Joe Biden's not going to be their nominee. His eyes bleeding, his teeth are popping out. He's forgetting stuff all over the place. He doesn't know where he left his car keys, and he doesn't even drive, which is kind of strange. And they're going to get rid of them, the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself, they're going to squeeze out Lunch Bucket Joe and the Socialist Bernie, but they got to be a little sensitive about it, only a little, and then when it's over, it'll be over. And then, you know, Pocahontas with her, try inhaling. She must be, I would recommend she not swim with the way that she breathes. She's, I think any body of water presents a danger to her. Oh, my papaw, head high, off your cheekbones. She ran completely out of breath, like a four-word sentence there. Because that was me impersonating her, but she does that all the time. Schumer has announced that any, because they care very much about children, you know that, and Planned Parenthood and repealing the Hyde Amendment is the things they care very deeply about. It's a bundled package. Schumer has announced that he will reject any gun control proposal from the White House because they care very deeply about, and they want to stop, and they care, and they really want to, but they will reject anything coming from the White House because that makes their base go, yeah, yeah, they're like Visigoths attacking the empire. They really are. They're amazing, amazing things. Amazing. It's all amazing. Ed Rendell, a hardcore Democrat, just a the worst of politics, and Ed Rendell goes around with a creepy smile. And the news media loves him, of course, because they love creepy Democrats. Ed Rendell wrote a piece in the Washington Post yesterday that I didn't get to about Elizabeth Warren and what a hypocrite she is. Because she was running for Senate a couple of years ago. She took in many, many double-digit millions of dollars from corporations and corporate interests and big corporate buildings and things, and she banked that money. And now she's running for president, and she says, I'm not taking corporate money. And Ed Rendell, a Democrat, pointed out, yeah, sure, she's got $10 million and more in corporate money from last time around, so now she's condemning everyone for taking corporate money this time around. How much of a hypocrite can you be? And the answer is, you know, pretty big hypocrite. It's the order of the day. It's perfectly fine for Democrats to be complete hypocrites because the news media never calls them on it, unless it becomes so embarrassing that they have to call them on it. Then really it's a polite check to the candidate to get them to straighten that out. And they usually help them straighten it out by offering up helpful suggestions like maybe you didn't hear. You know, the other day, CBS News and Kamala Harris, maybe you didn't hear the person say that President Trump is mentally retarded before you said, well said, well said. Maybe, and the CBS reporter says, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe you didn't hear what he said. Yeah, that's it. I didn't hear what he said, or I didn't process it, or something like that. Yeah, that's what happened. News media is always there to help. It's good to be a Democrat. All right, let's take another phone call. Another phone call? Let's take another phone call. Let's go to, what a great name. Let's go to Hoke in Round Hill. Hoke, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, I just wanted to say I can sum up the Democratic platform in a very simple sentence. They want to give to everybody for free the things that they do not have a right to, and then they want to take from all of the rest of us the things that we do have a right to.
Very well said. That's pretty damn good, I got to say. Hoke in Round Hill, Virginia. They want to say it again now?
So they want to give for free to everybody else the things that they have no right to, but they want to turn around and take from us all the things that we do have a right to.
You're absolutely right. Hey, here's a pile of cash for you. Vote for me. I'm going to strip you of your Second Amendment rights because I hold the Bill of Rights in contempt, and that's why I'm running for the presidency of the United States. Anyone that holds the Bill of Rights in contempt, as so many of these lefties up on the stage last night do, and it's not just the Second Amendment either, and it is, I mean, our Constitution, our borders, our customs, our culture, our language, they hold everything in contempt. There was a lot of fake Spanish speaking going on last night, a little bit of real Spanish speaking, a little fake Spanish speaking, and Hoke, a slogan, your axiom, I think, is spot on. It is 100% correct. They want to give to millions of people for free, the many things they're not entitled to, I'm mangling your phrase already, and take from us the things that we are entitled to under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's all.
I'll tweet it back to you, Chris. I'll tweet it to you.
That's good. That's excellent. Hoke. What a great name. Is Hoke short for something?
It's a very historical name. I was named after a former governor of Georgia. I'm actually the third, so it goes way back to about 1910.
1910. Hoke, great name, great family name. Thank you, Hoke, and great great phrase for the day as well.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. There he is, in Round Hill. We have friends in Round Hill, live in Round Hill, Virginia. And that basically is the program. I mean, they're offering, who is it? Elizabeth Warren last night was promising all Social Security recipients an additional $200 a month. Now, this is just, it is just shameless, flagrant, corrupt taxpayer dollar vote buying is what it is. And by the way, they're not going to make good on these promises. First of all, Andrew Yang's not going to be elected president, but Elizabeth Warren could be the Democrat nominee, and then she's going to have to sort of hard breathe her way. What is it? You know, Hillary Clinton always had trouble with. I don't know what's going on with our politics. It's pretty disgraceful, I got to say. Quite disgraceful. Disgraceful. Now, there are a bunch of things to get to, and I have a lot of audio to get to today, too. And the talk radio of the Democrats in the 1990s and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Clinton White House secretly training thousands of leftists in the 1990s to become seminar callers to attack talk radio, to call talk. We've had them here. Generally, we spot them, but we've had these seminar callers. They're still out there, some of them. Turns out they're like dead enders. They're like Saddam Hussein's dead enders, like, you know, Japanese troops on islands. There are some of them that are still out there that still call in because they were trained by the Democrats, like little Maoists in the 1990s, because they can't stand having any media that doesn't fluff them. That doesn't give them back rubs and hot oil massages and happy coverage. They need a little happy coverage, some happy coverage. I brought it in yesterday, and I didn't get to it yesterday. A little refresher on Barack Obama, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate. I brought in a couple of articles on Barack Obama and his esteemed presidency. The Nobel Peace Prize winner and warmonger extraordinaire. Couple, just a little reminders, because they, this false, this BS, it was, I started looking him up because of John Bolton. And the news media loves to talk about what warmongers Republicans are. The Democrats, they bomb the beep out of the world over and over and over. They intern the Japanese. They use nuclear weapons. And then they call the other guy the warmonger. They get us into World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea. The Civil War, by the way, they were the Confederacy. You know, Jefferson Davis and all that. Then they call the other guy the warmonger. And the party of Jefferson Davis, the Confederacy, of Jim Crow, of slavery, of standing in schoolhouse doors, of the Woolworths luncheonette counter, they call everybody racist. It's quite amazing, isn't it? It's what you can do when you have the media and late-night TV on your side. Rewrite everything. Just write yourself out of the script. A new reality where you're the good guy. What a world.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Do you want the job done or the job done right?
If you're hiring for your business, you want it done right. You want Glassdoor. Simply post your job on Glassdoor and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. Glassdoor only matches you with the best applicants, so you can find the right fit faster in half the resumes. Plus, they're 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
No company wants to be involved in an international dispute, but when disagreements arise, you need expertise at your side. Take a closer look at ICDR, the International Center for Dispute Resolution. Backed by the longevity and strength of the American Arbitration Association, the ICDR is the world's leading provider of cross-border dispute resolution services, handling more cases than any other institution. Find out why global expertise matters. Visit ICDR.org.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to WaveBestWater.com. That's WaveBestWater.com.
If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes, you need a new start. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Call 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970.
All right, Beto F. O'Rourke is coming for your rights. The left is coming for your rights. These people are not the Democratic Party in America. These people are the left. My mother was a Democrat. My mother would never be lumped in with these people because she wasn't crazy. And she knew the difference between this and that, this and that. Now, listen to this. Now, we know that Beto, and I haven't even gotten any audio yet, but I will. Beto is going to come for your guns. Yes, Hell yes, he said last night. We're going to take, now we're, here's what he said. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s and your AK-47s. That's what he said. That's what he said. Now, a couple of questions. Who are we? When you say, we're going to take anything from me, I mean a jar of peanut butter, when you say, and jar of peanut butter is not specifically protected in the Bill of Rights to the Constitution, but never mind that. Who are we? I'd like a list of names. I'd like a database with the names of who we are, because we are going to have a discussion. And we're going to take, we're going to take. And the Democrat Party goes wild. They cheer this. They're excited about this. They're thrilled at the idea, the notion that we, see, because they're a mob. They form an angry mob. And they use the power of the state to threaten the populace. They're the left, you see. And then the mass graves usually come in short order. You have the Beto. Let's go ahead and use Beto and let's have the crowd go wild when Beto declares, we are going to take your AR-15s, your AK-47s.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
I want to say this.
He wants to say this. This boy is not a bright boy. He is... Oh, did you see? Let me get to the other part here. Beto is now, they already have T-shirts made up with, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. Beto, which is cultural appropriation, just by the way, racist. Beto for America, it says on the bottom. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. And here's the truly outrageous Orwellian element. The words hell yes are in red. The words, we're going to take, are in white. And the words, your AR-15 are in blue. Because now confiscating your firearms, protected by the Second Amendment, is red, white, and blue. It's not. Do you know what it is? It's red.